Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Thousands remain without power after tropical storm Lala clobbered Hawaii over the weekend, uprooting trees and unleashing flash floods from Honolulu to the Big Island. One death is attributed to the storm. Deadly stretch of unsettled weather is continuing with the ongoing threat of thunderstorms, heavy rain, and flash flooding from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic. However, an approaching cold front is expected to calm things down in the next 24 hours. Russia and Ukraine continue trading heavy blows with civilians caught in the crossfire. The BBC's Dan Johnson is in Kiev.
Ukraine's capital endured four air raid alerts through the night, but it's not clear yet what, if anything, made it through the city's overstretched air defenses. In Zaporizhia, the head of regional government said two people had been killed and four wounded. Five people were injured, including a nine-year-old boy, when homes were struck in Izium, close to the front line in the east. Ukraine has continued drone strikes against Russia. Moscow's mayor said 620 targeted the city last night and 180 were shot down. Another warehouse belonging to online retailer Wildberries was reported to be on fire.
President Trump threatens military action against Oman if it gets in the way of a U.S. deal with Iran over the Strait of Hormuz. Correspondent Luke Garrett.
Iran said it was working to finalize a joint statement with Oman on a plan to manage shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Details have previously emerged that Oman and Iran would reopen the strait with ships entering through a route close to Iran and exiting through a route close to Oman without paying fees or tolls during an interim period.
Uncertainty over the Iran situation is sending oil prices higher again. Prices have been up and down since the start of the Iran war. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 56 points and NASDAQ futures off 400 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're out early in Parkville this morning, about 25 minutes ago, there was a wreck. Three vehicles involved, all kind of activity there. Hartford Road and Joppa Road, at least three vehicles were involved. So Baltimore County is there, and that investigation and the cleanup is underway. We thought for a while that we might have a problem on 95 South near the airport cutoff going into Howard County right there, but that wreck has cleared in the last 20 minutes. So all the lanes are open. The pace is good once again on 95 as you're heading south towards Montgomery Road. And right now we're looking at you live here. The lanes open, ready to go this morning at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're staying mainly dry for the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Dry again, a little bit warmer on Wednesday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 degrees in Nottingham, 72 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County officials are investigating the cause of a fire that damaged a UMBC lab on South Rolling Road in Hillthorpe. The blaze broke out about 7:30 last night. Officials say the fire was already under control when firefighters arrived. It had been contained to the lab, and they say all chemicals were still contained inside their containers and the building has been deemed safe. The building had been evacuated. And Baltimore County police have arrested a suspect in a double homicide last week in Essex. The two 19-year-old victims, Danielle Mack and Isaac Aminarte, were found shot inside a car at the Waterford Landing condos on Banyanwood Court. Aminarte was pronounced dead at the scene, and Mack died later at a hospital. County police say the suspect's identity will be disclosed after he appears before a court commissioner. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 525, the pick 4, 0046. It's 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, as far as the O's are concerned, the sweep in St. Pete was not to be.
Doing a chopper over the infield, up the left field line. Diaz scores to tie. Aranda scores with a go-ahead run.
Ball was on Rays TV. Johnny DeLuca's two-run single in the seventh gave Tampa Bay a 7-6 lead, and former Oriole Brian Baker would make it stand with a five-out save as the Rays salvaged game four. 7-6 indeed was the final at the Trop. The Birds banged out 14 hits last night, including home runs from Pete Alonso, Encarnacio Strand, and Kobe Mayo, but left 10 on base and went just 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. After the game, manager Albernez on taking 3-of-4 from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it was a really good series for us. We're trying to win every game we can, knowing where we're at in the season and also with the wild card picture.
The loss drops the Birds to 61-64 in the season. Three teams now, the O's, Rangers, and Tigers tied for the third spot, Minnesota and Toronto a half game back. Meanwhile, Ravens were back on the practice field yesterday with both Nate Wiggins and Marlon Humphrey participating as the organization mourned the loss of one of its most treasured members. O.J. Bergantz passed away yesterday after a 19-year battle with ALS. Bergantz played only one season with the Ravens, but it was memorable, the 2000 Super Bowl season. After his diagnosis in 2007, the Ravens kept him on in a front office position, and he became an inspiration to the team. O.J. Bergantz was 56 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, how about the power of Kobe Mayo? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Tuesday, August 18, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up this hour, the Maryland GOP launches the Save Our Voice program, all about the
redistricting constitutional amendment. Wisconsin teen rampage at the state fair. Just not Maryland having problem with juveniles running amok. And we'll tell you what one possible solution could be. But our top story here today, last week we told you about the 13-year-old child rapist that was released by the recommendations of the Department of Juvenile Services and Betsy Fox Tolentino, along with a judge who has not been publicly named yet in Calvert County. There was outrage from the Calvert County prosecutors, from the mother of the 6-year-old girls that were raped repeatedly by this 13-year-old. And, of course, the judge released him on a ankle monitor for home detention and not putting him in a secure facility where he belonged to receive the quote-unquote services that they promised that they're going to give to these juvenile thugs and miscreants. Well, it happened a little bit sooner than I thought. But the 13-year-old boy was given probation after raping 2 6-year-old girls back behind bars after violating his probation. According to Calvert County State's Attorney, Rob Harvey, he said his office recently learned the boy was making threatening phone calls to another child who was not directly connected to the case. The 13-year-old had been ordered by the judge. I don't know why we protect these judges. They should be publicly named and shamed as well. The judge had no contact with other juveniles as a condition of his probation. The prosecutor said his office filed a motion to revoke his probation, which was granted. Last Thursday, the boy was found in violation of his probation during this hearing. He's now being held at the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center, pending sentencing later in August. And, of course, if this were committed by an adult, it would have been a felony, said the prosecutor. It's a rape by a 13-year-old juvenile offender of 2 6-year-old girls, and how that could even happen is beyond my comprehension, but it did, said Harvey, end of quote. Under Maryland law, juveniles as young as 13 cannot automatically be charged as adults, and in most cases now handled in the juvenile justice system. Thanks to the Youth Charging Reform Act, at sentencing, Harvey said his office argued for the boy to be placed in a secure facility to protect the community and ensure that he got the services that were needed. The DGS had recommended the boy be released, and the judge ultimately agreed, and they have the final authority over juvenile dispositions. But they often act on the recommendations of the DGS. In this case, Betsy Fox Tolentino is going right down the old rabbit hole of Vinny Schiraldi. Again, we look at the identity of the girls is being withheld to protect the children. The mother said she's especially troubled because the boy was allowed to return to the same home where some of the abuse occurred, and he remains in the same community where the family lives. She said the disposition failed, and she's absolutely right. The juvenile justice system failed. DJS failed. This judge failed. And now, of course, another child was threatened as a result. We're going to hear from the mother coming up in just a moment. But this is pretty much systemic throughout the Maryland juvenile justice system and a symptom of exactly what's wrong with our juvenile justice system, which is, I think, irretrievably broken. You got to blow the whole thing up. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic again, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. Looking live at the Bay Bridge. Very nice. Beautiful this morning. Very calm at the Bay. So 2 lanes eastbound, which is the side we're on right now. We can see the westbound side. 3 lanes are open there. And then at Oceanic Drive, from there to Whitehall Road and over to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, all the lanes are open. It'll be a little while for the backup show. Up right now, we're clear at I-97 at Route 32. So far, so good at both the harbor tunnels. Nothing major early on the Beltway. About 40 minutes ago, we had the wreck. 3 vehicles were involved at Harford Road, at Joppa Road in Baltimore County. Looks like the county police are still there. And around the same time, there was a wreck in the city at Hollabird Avenue at Ponca Bird Pass. That's right there where you're on Hollabird Avenue and Ponca Street, where they come together under the bridge right there at 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Should be a dry, sunny day today, mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, even warmer. Next chance for showers and storms could occur Thursday. We had some showers and storms that rolled through the area late yesterday afternoon and early evening. Again, and much needed rain because we've been in a drought for most of the year. Right now we're looking at 71 and clear in Pikesville, 72 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. The United States has stopped minting new pennies, and now Congress is considering legislation that would eliminate the nickel. The nickel. Chuck has already dropped a dime, so that is something that carries a lot of loose change in his pocket.
Call someone who cares.
But see, I'm wondering if coins are just going to be altogether out. You know, just
I don't even think you need them anymore, really. You
know, probably not. It's just everything. I don't know why they just make everything just an even charge away instead
just round
instead
it
of something being $19.99. Just make it $20 for God's sake.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to
hurt fooling anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Scientists have developed plants that produce milk protein that paves the way for cow-free dairy products.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Utterly ridiculous.
Yeah. Eventually, the scientists would create a strain of corn that may also produce milk protein. That way, cornflakes will come with milk already in it.
Just
thinking ahead, right? Actor Matthew McConaughey has indicated rather that he has a political ambitions, and he's teasing a run for public office.
I can deal.
You know, with or without shirt.
Harder, but with or without who?
With or without shirt.
Well, that's up to him.
They ask which party. He said, alt-right. That might be the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man, Brand New Day, $2 billion marking the world box office. Great opening for the movie.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking to find more news about Spider-Man, but guess what? You can find it on the web.
Oh, my. Good night, folks.
Yes, good night. Let's turn out
the lights off.
Medical study out of China suggests the cure for excessive belching is signing. Yeah. What the heck was that?
What was that? What I didn't hear.
Super gastric belching is what the term is. If you ask where this condition came from, Dr. Fauci will tell you from the wet market in Wuhan.
Bats did it.
Harrison Ford is back as Indiana Jones, kind of, sort of. Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair, that's what I was going to say.
The 84-year-old will reprise his role in the new ride at Disney World called Indiana Jones and the Myth of the Jade Serpent. Yeah. The sign out front says you must be this old to ride.
Yeah. I mean,
guess
God
when it pulls out.
But
look, we're having fun now. Hey, we're
President
going.
Trump announced yesterday he's scaling back joint military drills with South Korea due to his friendship with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. When he was told that a bunch of 12-year-old Korean boys were invading the United States, he said, that's okay, it's just a little League World Series team, they're all right. Good stuff. You know, I don't know what's going on this month, but it's been beaver month. Okay, we've had the attack of the rabid beavers. You've been documenting
that. They're everywhere. Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. You yourself have had a run-in with a beaver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was another beaver attack.
They're not nice.
Elsewhere in the state, not just at Gunpowder. It was another beaver attack over the weekend.
No, around Cunningham Falls State Park.
So that's
where
it's like the third or fourth beaver attack in Maryland. And then apparently Good Day Detroit co-anchor Ryan Amani could not stop himself from cracking up live on the air last Thursday when a colleague asked him about beavers.
Now they're ice fishing because everything is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for fat in the beaver.
Yeah.
The beaver is the beaver is the most sought after.
It is.
Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver? It's fat and then it's meat.
Yeah, he lost it pretty good. Had to go to commercial break at that point. Do you remember Columbia House Records?
Sure.
Cassettes and CDs.
For a penny, you get like eight, and then they send you one a month after.
Yeah, let's flashback, shall we?
Music stirs you up. Money for nothing. Music shakes you out. The Columbia Record and Tape Club can help you get a lot more music. Just find our ad. It's in your Sunday paper. Pick any 11 records or tapes for a penny and see how to get even more music free. Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, Dire Straits, Phil Collins, hundreds more. All the music you love. The Columbia Record and Tape Club. No one else gives you so much for so little. 11 albums, 1 cent. Find our ad in Sunday's paper. Take it to your mailbox.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing because I didn't realize they were still around, but they are. They remained open as an online catalog club for DVD and Blu-rays, and now finally they're calling it quits. September 15th, no more Columbia
End of
House.
An era.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so exciting to get them in the mail, too. Right.
But the problem was you'd get 11 albums at that time, or no, CDs later, but for a penny. But then you had to sign up for...
A year.
You had to buy 12 more.
Yep. Yeah, you had to buy 12 more, and then each one of those albums were like double or triple the price of...
Oh, yeah.
So you're not paying for it in the long run anyway.
Oh, yeah, that plus the shipping.
Exactly.
Right. But, so they got you one way or the other.
But we had this thing with among some of the guys on the football team. We would prank order these...
Was that like the dog plates?
Yes. We prank order, and of course, and then the funny thing about it is like Luber always came out smelling like a rose on all these pranks.
Oh, yeah. He was the dog plate guy. Yeah. You got the dog plates and some nice.
He got a free cruise out of my prank one time. I ordered all these photographs of him on the cruise, and he got, they got like 20 photographs, headshots of Frank, just Frank. And. He got them delivered to his cabin, and he's like, I didn't order these. I must be Casey, blah, blah, blah. And he goes to complain to the ship photographer, and so what? They gave him a voucher for a free cruise.
Dear God.
Sorry that you were a victim of this, sir.
Victim.
He got me enrolled in a dating club.
Remember when he left us at lunch at the Pimlico, and he's just going to the bathroom, and he drives off?
I'm just going for milk and cigarettes. I'll be back.
That was a common common for a frame.
He's waving at us as he's going by this son of a bitch.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company. You know, if you're working on a build or a big redesign right now, you have the right partners making all the difference. That's why you need to look into the Town Appliance Trade Program. It is literally built for pros like builders, contractors, interior designers, and multifamily property owners. They'll handle the delivery of your appliances so you get exactly what you ordered on time. Plus, you get a dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and pricing tailored to your specific project. They have over 70 brands to choose from, everything from everyday appliances to luxury high-end kitchens. Call them at 410-364-4400 or go online to townappliance.com and get started today.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up on 6:23, more on the 13-year-old child rapist back behind bars after the DJS blew it. The judge blew it. The system is broken. And now the question for Maryland Democrats that broke it, what are you going to do to fix it? 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Tonight, everything's still running okay at both the Harbor Tunnels, looking at the live shot here at the Eastern Avenue ramp. And then after that, then we may begin to see a little bit of slowdown as you're moving south of O'Donnell Street. A little speed reduction there, but we're still going into the tunnel without any problems. 95 is okay, and all four lanes are open southbound. Once you get down to Camden Yards, that junction is clear at 95 Russell Street and 395 Beltway. Looks good. Baltimore County has been out about an hour now with the wreck. Three vehicles were involved, and there were some injuries. Heads up at Hartford Road at Joppa Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and dry today, upper 80s, and tomorrow even warmer, not rain expected back maybe Thursday. Right now we're looking at 73, mostly clear in Millersville, and it is 72 in Middle River. So again, we all agree, I think Mayor Scott has said that the juvenile justice system is broken. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates also concurs. It is broken. Most Republicans will tell you that. Maybe even some Democrats might admit that. But they broke it. They own it. Now they're going to have to fix it. That is the question. How do they do that? So the mother of these 6-year-old girls that were raped, not just once, but repeatedly by this 13-year-old thug in Calvert County. She was, Channel 7 got a hold of her in the D.C. area and got her reaction to the release of course, this 13-year-old juvenile thug rapist.
I was angry. I was furious. I felt like I had been slapped in the face. I felt like everything that we've been through and fought for all these months just was a letdown. I believed in the state to correctly or, like, faithfully do what was right. And they didn't. I was let down. I'm hurt.
What does this kid need?
This kid needs help. This kid needs to be in professional hands.
Yeah, professional hands and kept from society until that which time they can figure out what's going on and deal with this, because this is aberrant behavior. It's deviant behavior, and it's just going to escalate. And it was escalating even after release. So shame on this judge. Shame on the Department of Juvenile Services and all others that enable and abet this kind of criminal behavior here in the state of Maryland. So, again, we'll see what, if anything, Democrats propose to do about that. Speaking of Democrats, again, they pride themselves on being the champions of the homeless. I got to tell you, the homeless problem in the parts of the areas that I work and live in is now getting ridiculous, especially in Baltimore County. Specifically, I'm talking about the panhandlers at the intersections that we now see in, I can tell you right now, outside of our building where we broadcast from in Pikesville, which is exit 20, right off the of the of 695, and that is Reisterstown Road, right where the Double Tree Hilton is. They are just about in every part of the intersection, you know, and they're begging for money and so on and so forth. And while I understand that panhandling at traffic lights intersection is generally legal and protected as free speech under the First Amendment, provided, and this is the you know, this is the asterisk here, it is conducted peacefully without aggressive behavior. And lately we have now watched, or I have seen personally, some of these, and they are mentally ill, they're deranged individuals that walk out in the middle of the road and causing, I think, a clear traffic hazard. And I don't know where the police are on this. I don't know where the many of the politicians in this area. Again, I know people are complaining about this, and these complaints are going, again, unheeded. And I think that somebody's going to end up dying or get hurt as a result of this behavior. Now, I understand there are a lot of charitable organizations that, you know, they solicit, if you will, money or donations of fire companies and, you know, other kinds of causes. And if they're just on the sidewalk and not harassing or intimidating or acting aggressively, that's fine. I understand that that's protected speech. I still think it's a bad idea, but I understand it's protected speech, and so it is First Amendment rights. But once they step off that sidewalk into the roadway, that is criminal behavior in my again, or at least, you know, it could be a misdemeanor, could be civil. But I think I watched yesterday as one of these individuals just walked right out into traffic while traffic was still moving. People had to slam on their brakes and then try to avoid hitting him. And then he just goes off on this deranged rant, yelling at cars and doing all sorts of, I think, very disturbing things. And I think that I don't understand why police can't arrest these individuals or relocate them. They should not be allowed to step off that side. The first time they do, boom, they should be gone. They should be out of here. Get them some help, for God's sake. Get them in a shelter. But these local politicians, you know, one guy's running for Baltimore County Executive and County Council and the rest of it, they ought to take this up, and I think this should be a very, this should be a priority, because I think somebody is going to get hurt. And then imagine what's going to happen to that person that hits a homeless person in the roadway. Imagine what's going to happen to them. So get your act together, especially the Democrats in Baltimore County. I mean, it's happening everywhere. It's just not Baltimore County. All right, 6:29, 29 minutes after the hour. I want to remind you that, again, we've got our good buddy Mark McVeary is the reverse mortgage answer man. When you were thinking about retirement, still having a mortgage payment probably wasn't part of that plan, I get, but life happens, right? Maybe you refinanced a couple times along the way, and here you are retired, living on a fixed income and using a big chunk of that income every month just to pay the mortgage, money that could be going toward everything else, especially with prices as high as they are right now. So what are your options? Taking another loan doesn't really fix it. You'd still have a payment. That's where the reverse mortgage is different. It can eliminate that monthly mortgage payment completely, put that money back in your pocket. I know Mark. He's helped Maryland homeowners with reverse mortgages for over 30 years. He'll come to your house, look at your numbers, and give you the straight deal, whether it makes sense or not. No cost, just the information you need. Call him at 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. 6:30, let's get some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County officials are investigating the cause of a fire that damaged a UMBC lab on South Rolling Road in Hailthorpe. The blaze broke out about 7:30 last night. Officials say the fire was already under control when firefighters arrived. It had been contained to the lab. They say all chemicals were still contained in their containers, and the building has been deemed safe. The building had been evacuated. And Maryland correctional officers will now be equipped with body-worn cameras. The Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services says the move will improve safety and accountability for inmates and staff. It's been 2 years since the department began testing the cameras at select institutions, and the statewide rollout started back in May. Officials say they're hoping the cameras will lead to more safety and accountability improvements across the system. And Maryland State Police investigators say it was brake failure that caused a crash in Centerville Monday. Troopers responded to the crash at Tanyard Road and Maryland Route 305 around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. According to reports, a trash truck's brakes gave out and it crashed through the intersection and into a field before overturning. One person was flown to a local trauma center while two others were transported to a hospital with various injuries. And immigration advocates say there's been a surge in ICE activity across the state. The group We Are CASA reported that its rapid response hotline received 215 calls since July 1st. The group adds that 226 people have been detained by ICE agents in that same time frame. According to reports, federal officials have been targeting Haitian workers on the Eastern Shore and families in suburban areas. And a 13-year-old boy who was given probation after raping 2 6-year-old girls is back behind bars after violating his probation, according to the Calvert County Police. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you, older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-1509, 800-555-1509, or biglou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem coming out of Howard County, northbound I-95. The wreck is between the airport cutoff and the beltway. The report from the scene initially, two of the right-hand lanes are affected. So very quickly, we're backed up even back beyond the airport cutoff. So if you're coming up from Howard County, one option right there would be I-195 over to the parkway and then come up to the beltway on the parkway to get around that. A lot of stop-and-go traffic right now. It's at least a mile back up and growing for the northbound side of I-95. New wreck in the city, northeast side. Watch for that at York Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're staying mainly dry for the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Dry again, a little bit warmer on Wednesday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's could not complete the sweep of the Rays last night, falling to Tampa Bay 7-6 at the Trop. Yennier Cano was shaky again, allowing three runs in the eighth to take the loss. But the Birds' offense did not disappoint.
How about Mayo? Doesn't matter where he bats, he'll demolish it. Deep over the wall in left field. Wow! That ball was absolutely punished.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, Mayo's 16th of the year, one of the three hit by the Orioles, including Pete Alonso's 28th. But the one the dugout was talking about belonged to Kobe Mayo.
It's really impressive. His bat speed, just the way how fast he can turn on a ball and connect with it, is really impressive. You know, he has, talk about the skill set and the talent he has, and he's still young, and he's still learning and developing. And
the 468-footer by Mayo yesterday was the longest of his career. It was the fourth longest in the majors this season. And then there's the Polar Bear, voted the AL Player of the Week. Alonso hit in all six games last week, batting .545. He was 12 for 22 with two homers and five driven in for the month of August. Pete Alonso now batting .382 in 15 games, five homers with 12 driven in. Ravens were back at it in Owings Mills yesterday. They'll practice in the AM today and leave for Minnesota later today. Head coach Jesse Minter repeating again yesterday the one thing that stuck out to him regarding the win Saturday night against the Eagles.
Honestly, one of the things was just pre-snap operation. I thought it was really well done on both sides of the ball. The ability, we had some in and out of plays, in and out of some run checks and things like that. Same thing on defense with some calls. So I thought.
Meanwhile, condolences pouring in all over from the NFL following the passing yesterday of O.J. Brigance. Following his diagnosis in May of 2007, O.J. courageously fought ALS for 19 years, defying all medical expectations and standard life expectancy for nearly two decades while running his charitable organization, the Brigance Brigade. Here is O.J. in his own words, following his diagnosis.
I know no matter what comes my way, I've been through challenges before. I've been through back surgeries where I said I'll never play again. I've been told I never played professional athletics. I've been told no by 28 teams. I understand if I just persevere and hang in there, in the end I'll be victorious. And this is no different from any other challenge that I've faced. I understand that it's life-threatening, but it's not life-ending.
Tackled at about the 22-yard line by O.J. Brigance.
And of course, O.J. holds the unique distinction of being the only player in football history to win both a CFL championship and an NFL Super Bowl championship for teams located in the same city. The time now is 6:37. When we return, yesterday was 2 weeks to the day.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Imagine having your own Delaware beach house, a place for your family, your vacations, and even rental income when you're not there. That dream may be closer than you think with Adam Kasabi of Long & Foster. Adam specializes in Delaware Beach properties and helps buyers find the perfect home in Rehoboth, Lewis, Bethany, and Dewey Beach. Stop throwing money away on rentals and start investing in your future. Call or text Adam Kasabi at 302-864-8643 or go to buyindelaware.com.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So 2 weeks to the day, August 3rd was the trade deadline, and the Orioles were sellers.
Yeah.
They dealt Rutschman, they dealt Wells, Kramer, etc., Taylor Ward. They're 7-6 since.
Right.
I know you're not particularly high on the Birds, and neither am I, to be honest. I'm hopeful.
Hopeful is right. Yeah.
But you have to admit, they're showing mettle. This team has character. They do come back. They 3 out of 4 in Tampa Bay. And, you know, now they've got a big series against the Yanks starting tonight.
Right.
And then Tampa Bay, the wraparound coming the weekend. So we'll find out more about this team over the next 6 games.
The good trait about the Orioles, they're resilient. The bad trait, they're just inconsistent.
They are totally inconsistent.
Yeah, and so that's hard to put together a winning campaign with, especially the latter part. But you're always, you know, there's always hope with that resilience there. And because the rest of the league is so bad, you know, that, you know, again, gives them hope, I guess.
Well, but, so here we are. There are three teams with the exact same record, 61 and 64, that are all tied for the third slot. Then two teams are a half game back. Another team is, I think, the Guardians, one game back. So you've got six teams, basically, right, within one game with 30, what, eight, five, six, whatever it is left to play. So it's going to be an interesting month coming up.
Yeah, very, very sad about OJ.
It is.
You know, again, I remember him with the Stallions. And
95.
Yeah, exactly. What a great character he just, you know, as a great football player, but he was a great man of character as well.
Yeah, so, and he was a great inspiration to the team, you know, and they really loved him, and I'm sure they'll dedicate the season to him now, as they should.
Yeah, and of course, we lost a former producer to ALS, and it's just a horrific disease, and he showed a lot of courage, and he was very inspirational in fighting that disease, and one day, hopefully, they'll come up with a cure. All right, thanks, Gary.
Terrible
appreciate
disease.
That. Yep. Indeed. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. If you have not seen it yet, you really should. Go online this morning, use your search engine, and look at the violence that occurred at the Wisconsin State Fair over the weekend. This was a rampage. It was a wilding, whatever you want to call it. It was a mob attack. We had a number of Utes running around the Wisconsin State Fair Sunday evening, kicking and punching everyone in sight. A police officer was punched in the face. A shocking video of this violence showed absolute chaos as women and children ran away from this violent mob. It just, again, multiple fights broke out. Don't know what caused it. Several police officers on horseback eventually had to come in and disperse the crowd. And, of course, they needed help. So they had state police come in. Monday afternoon, Wisconsin State Fair officials told folks that police arrested seven connected to the incidents. From what I saw, there were a lot more than seven that were assaulting viciously in some cases. Some were knocked unconscious and were laying sprawled out on the ground. Thank goodness there were no serious injuries reported to the fairgoers. However, a member of the fair security team was injured. Officials declined to detail that person's condition. The Wisconsin Fair released a statement saying, quote, Sunday evening near the close of the annual state fair, Wisconsin State Fair Park Police, with the support of the Milwaukee and West Allis PDs, responded to disturbances in and around Wisconsin State Fair Park. This included individuals attempting to gain unauthorized access to the fair, as well as disturbances involving groups on the grounds. Law enforcement and security staff responded quickly as these incidents occurred. No serious injuries to fairgoers were reported, despite initial reports circulating Sunday evening. There were no gunshots associated with the incidents. I didn't see any in the video. I just saw people using their fists, kicking. And then, you know, again, this is mob attack. This is just one-on-one. These were two, three, four, five individuals brutally pummeling people to the ground. Nick Freitas is a former Green Beret and a former... he served in the Virginia, I think, House of Delegates, if I'm not mistaken. Nick, he saw this video, and I wanted to share his thoughts with you about what he thinks should be done.
Well, I don't know if you saw this video from Matt Swall, but this is the Wisconsin State Fair, where a bunch of unruly teenagers decided to run around and just start beating the crap out of people. Now, I think we can kind of predict what happens next. Sooner or later, one of these kids is going to run into law enforcement and either get beat or shot, which will, of course, be followed up with the wailing mother in front of the news cameras wondering why they did this to their boy, father nowhere in sight, and, of course, a sympathetic politician that will demand an investigation. I want you to know I've already conducted an investigation. It goes a little bit something like this. Every single generation, we have an invasion of barbarians. They're called children, and they have to be civilized as soon as possible. And what probably could have been solved with a wooden spoon across the ass of an unruly six-year-old boy now had to be stopped with police, with nightsticks, tasers, and guns. So, is it tragic? Yes. It's also entirely predictable. It's also entirely predictable that whenever you have a certain group of politicians that are always willing to blame everybody except the people that didn't take responsibility for raising their own children, that society suffers. And if you're not willing to train your little barbarian, well then guess what? Civilization will be required to stop them. And it probably won't look pretty. But it's not on us. It's on you.
Absolutely. Message to parents out there. Chuck, did you ever get the wooden spoon back in the day?
Oh, yeah, I got that. I got the saw. I got everything.
I got the wooden spoon. Up until one point, the wooden spoon broke right across my backside, and my mother started cracking
I'll tell you what my mother had, and we'll do it after the traffic.
All right.
Northbound 95 is in trouble. This back up now. The wreck is between the airport cutoff and the Beltway coming up from Howard County into Arbutus. Two lanes are blocked. Only two lanes are getting by, and that's a maybe at this point. Might be just one. The backup now is all the way back across the Patapsco River Bridge and back into Howard County. So here's what I would suggest. When you get to the airport cutoff, take I-195, go over to the Parkway, and then take the Parkway up to the Beltway, come back over to 95. You'll be completely around all of that. But that's a big delay right now for the traffic in Howard County. We are getting some slowing now and some backing. Typical ride. 895 with the brake lights here at O'Donnell Street, 95 south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still running okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and dry today, mid to upper 80s and even warmer for tomorrow. Maybe some chance of rain coming back on Thursday. Right now, clear 73 in Millersville, and right now it is 72 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I knew you were coming, I knew you were coming.
Today is National Fajita Day.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Chili's will still be celebrating with special promotions, such as the $10.99 mix and match fajitas deal. Allows customers to choose two proteins. As a major Tex-Mex chain establishment in 1975, Chili's, known for its signature sizzling fajitas. I do think they have the best.
Yes, they do.
At Chili's.
Chili's rules.
Yeah. The most Southwest, you know, Jose Tequila's, okay. But Chili's has got the...
Chili's has good stuff.
Chili's, you rule.
Really, really good stuff, exactly. Do you like the chicken or the beef fajita, Maggie?
Chicken.
Chicken. You like the chicken, yeah. Chicken's good stuff. Chuck, do you have a preference for fajita?
Beef.
Beef? Okay. By the way, welcome back, Kristen. I forgot to mention earlier, she was on vacation all last week, so I want to say welcome back to the KC.
That's Ms. Nettle from
show.
Ocean City.
Yeah, Miss C. Nettle. Miss C. Nettle 2026.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm about heading down there. I'm going to Bethany in another couple of days, so.
Don't let them get on top of your head.
No, exactly. I might wear them as a protect. I mean, once they're dead and you remove the tentacles, maybe you could just use it as a protective.
Somebody said look like a
if
hat.
You spread Vaseline on your skin when you're swimming, that
they
will...
They can't sting you,
that's
apparently.
I don't know if there's
them,
any truth to
know.
That.
Also, the terrible... Well, I think we already discussed it, how you get rid of the discomfort of a sea nettle sting. It's quite disgusting.
Well, they're saying not to do that. They say do not urinate on a sea nettle sting.
I'm not...
Was that you, Chuck?
Not me, hon.
Okay. Do you feel better? Yeah. I hope.
Right.
Anyway,
they say that maybe some other home remedies or whatever.
Pack wet sand on it?
Well, I've heard that, but they say the best thing you can do is you flush it with seawater, not fresh water. So get the seawater and flush the tentacles.
That's the salt.
Take tweezers and gently remove any tentacles that are remaining, okay? And then you want to make sure it's dried, and then you put hydrocortisone on it because of the itch.
And the best thing to do is just... Don't go in.
Yeah. Well, that's hard to do when you're at the beach and it's hot and you don't have a pool and you want to go in. So keep that in mind.
Go get a bucket of water and pour it on yourself.
Yeah. Make sure there's no jellyfish in it.
Well, I kind of figured that, Mr. Casey. I'm not as dumb as I look for crying out loud.
I knew that.
Can I tell you my mother's deterrent real quick?
Yes.
She used to keep a willow tree switch on the china cabinet in the kitchen right at the top. And all you could see was about 3 inches of it sticking over the top of the cabinet.
Right.
That was the deterrent.
We had a weeping willow tree in our backyard when I was growing up in Bowie. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there was the switches that were taken from the weeping willow. It got to a point all they had to do, my parents, was just point out the back window to the to the tree.
We had a paddle with holes in it.
Yeah, is that
so
right?
So it wouldn't slow down, when it went to make contact.
Oh, you had an aerodynamic paddle.
Yeah.
Wow. And I also got the belt on occasion.
And the switch.
Yeah, and
the
switch.
I live in the woods, still do, and that was easy to...
Yeah. Remember those little... Those paddle with the belt?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Chuck.
I was going to say, my mother hit me in the head one time with the broom.
With a broom.
I turned around and broke it over my leg and gave her the part that had the broom. And I said, now you have a whisk broom.
Yeah.
My father later on came down to the basement and he said, I didn't want to laugh. He said, I was about ready to pee my pants.
I bet. Yeah, I had the same thing. Remember those paddles with the bouncy balls?
Yeah.
With string on it.
Didn't do any damage?
Yeah. No, but they would. My mother used that once too, and it broke in half. So
my father never hit me once in his life. Yeah. Never once.
Okay.
My mother was the enforcer.
Well, she was the enforcer.
And look how I turned out.
Yeah. I got it. Well, I got it from both, but not very early on. I got too big to be spanked at some point.
I told him when I got married. I said, "I wish you tried now."
That's true.
I think we should have a paddle here at WCBM Radio.
Yeah, but you like it.
The paddle wagon. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up on 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show. Again, it's a free WCBM mobile app. Any chance you think corporal punishment comes back in vogue again? It's certainly never going to come back in schools, I don't think. And now kids are becoming very savvy. They'll say, I'm going to report you for child abuse. I've seen that before in some families. But some of these so-called children need a good, butt kicking, as they say. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. If you are a contractor or a builder and you're doing a kitchen remodeling project, if you haven't heard by now, Elegant Kitchen and Design is going to save you money, going to keep you on time. And they've got a great showroom right on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. You can go by and see all the cabinet layouts, all the different colors and designs. And they've got great interior designers there, as well as the countertops. They've got granite, quartz, quartzite, everything you would need for your kitchen redesign and remodeling project. So, and the best of all, they're going to save you money. So I would at least check them out before you go anywhere else. Elegant Kitchen and Design. Go see Mike. Tell him I told you to drop by. And that's Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road, Baltimore County. And, of course, their website, ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And once again, tell them Sean Casey sent you in.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
.652 coming up next in just a moment. Maryland GOP launching the Save Our Voice campaign. They say to defeat the Democrats' gerrymandering amendment, but I think I've spotted an error in their strategy, and we'll try to help them correct that. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've been talking about the Save America Act and how Thune the buffoon, the rest of Republican leaders are just clueless on this. We're going to take you to Minnesota, where you're not going to believe what you're about to hear. Okay, on how they vote in Minnesota. This group called Muckraker, they've done a special report, an expose on, it's the exact opposite of voter ID. It's, who cares? There's no idea whatsoever, and you can vouch for other voters. It's called the Minnesota Vouching System for Voting. We'll share that with you. We'll talk about the Baltimore Baby Fund, and a little bit later on, of course, the digital ad tax ruling, how it would impact Maryland businesses and finances as well. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. The update once again with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The accident 95 north between the airport cutoff and
and the beltway has now cleared to the shoulder. The pace improving now back right at the airport cutoff. So it's going to take a little while. In the meantime, if you're coming up from Howard County, you're still delayed before you get to the Patapsco River Bridge. The option is still there. If you want to take it, take the airport cutoff, go over and use the parkway northbound to the beltway to get around that. But at least now we're on the move once again through there. Back up now on 895 southbound, stretching back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we're going to go ahead and post there, about a 15-minute delay. It's moving, but it's backing up 95 south, a little bit slow at the top of the hill between O'Donnell Street and the Keith Avenue ramp, going in with all the lanes open to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, dry and sunny today, mid to upper 80s right now, cloudy 75 in Ocean City, 73 and sunny in downtown Baltimore. Let's take a call here from JC in Baltimore. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I really love you guys. Listen to you every day.
Pleasure, sir. Thanks so much.
It's so discouraging to hear about these young people. And obviously, what is happening is the lack of discipline. Obviously, what your Green Beret quote was just made far too much sense for the modern American thinker. But my goodness, I remember a handful of years ago, a Baltimore City police officer was shot in her car in cold blood, and they found the two guys. They put their pictures on the television, and the coldness and the lack of humanity in their faces is because they knew there's no real consequence here. But man, I tell you, if somebody got caught for committing a crime and they were going to go to jail in 10 days, we wouldn't have this problem. If these children were disciplined properly, we wouldn't have these problems. It's you know, they're going to talk about an after-school program, another youth program. There is a program. It's called the public school system, and it's so watered down with a bunch of gray, wire-haired liberal women, and nobody's got the courage to say, this is wrong, and we are not going to let it happen again. And I'm sorry about your wailing mother and your heartbroken aunt who's so distraught that your kid is in jail. But like the Green Beret said, you know, you're going to do it at home or society will do it.
Yeah, but now, it is frustrating, but the thing now is society isn't even doing it now, especially here in the state of Maryland. There are no consequences. And I've often said, I don't know if you remember the Scared Straight program, but that is something. And I also remember they used to show us in Driver's Ed very early on crashes of fatal crashes and stuff. So that they would shock the system. And you always said, boy, I don't ever want to speed, and I'm certainly never going to drink and get behind the wheel of a car after seeing that. I think that's what we need. We need that tough love. We need that first time they encounter the system, they need to be given some kind of tough sentence. I'm not saying gen pop or whatever, but remove them, put them in a secure facility, make them work, saying that it's a place they never want to go back again, and then maybe they get the message the first time. The problem is we do the exact opposite. Repeated crimes and arrests and ankle monitors and stuff, they get the message that we don't really care. Well, we have a point to where there's a breaking point. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it's murder, but everything else up until that point seems to be tolerated. So.
Well, only an overly educated liberal would disagree with you, Sean.
Yep.
Would find some little nuance in there and say, oh, you know, swift discipline. Oh, no, that's way too draconian.
Well, I think we can go back and look at history of child behavior, and I think we'd know which side that would fall on. JC, thanks so much. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nice talking with you this morning. Maryland GOP has put out a launch to Save Our Voice statewide campaign to defeat what they say Question 3. That's the constitutional amendment that would give Democrat politicians unprecedented new power to redraw and rig Maryland's congressional districts through unrestrained partisan gerrymandering. They say Question 3 is a power grab, and they're right about that. And they say a yes vote hands Moore and his allies a green light to carve up Western Maryland, Eastern Shore, Cecil, Hartford counties, and bury them inside safe Democrat districts. They're urging that the Save Our Voice will put Maryland Republicans on the offense heading in November The campaign will recruit, mobilize volunteers to canvass, phone bank, spread the message across the state, and they're urging everyone to show up and vote no on question three. The problem with that is the language on the ballot is for or against. That's what it says. So I don't know why they're saying vote no. It should be vote against. Now, most people with any modicum of intelligence can figure that out. But we're dealing with the masses here. And you better have the exact language in your press release, in your advocacy effort that is going to appear on the ballot. Otherwise, you risk confusing people even more than the actual ballot question itself. So note to MD GOP, you may want to reconsider that and say vote against instead of vote no. Just my thoughts. We'll get yours as well. Right now, I'll tell you about our good friends at Town Appliance. Both mayors that run Town Appliance are incredible. Big mayor, little mayor. They run the, I think, the best appliance store in the entire state of Maryland. And you'll find out why. I bought a refrigerator there. My son just redid his kitchen with all new appliances there as well. If you're a grill master, if your backyard is setting up looking a little tired, head to Town Appliance right now. They've got Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. And they have over 70 top brands, and go either mayor will help you find the perfect fit for your backyard and for your budget. Ask about their flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Still a lot of great grilling time left in the summer if you're just a seasonal griller, but if you're a year-round griller like me, check them out. TownAppliance.com for more information. Make sure you tell them that I told you to call. Coming up next, you won't believe the Minnesota vouching system for voting and why we need the Save America Act, and we need it now desperately. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Cleanup is underway across parts of the country battered by days of deadly and destructive storms. 7 deaths in Indiana, 1 in West Virginia. Forecasters warn that more severe weather is not out of the question. Hawaii starting down the long road to recovery following a powerful tropical storm.
Lala never made landfall, but even as it weakened from a hurricane to a tropical storm, it lashed Hawaii with intense rainfall and flash flooding from Honolulu to the Big Island, where communities in the southern end were cut off from communication and roads blocked by debris. Officials announced one fatality, a 90-year-old woman found dead in Na'alehu. Hawaiian Electric said more than 100,000 customers were without power as of Monday afternoon after Lala's winds took down trees, utility poles, and transmission towers. I'm Ben Thomas.
South Korean President Lee Jae-myung says a solid alliance with the United States underpins national security. His remarks follow President Trump's order to substantially reduce military exercises with South Korea. Although the 60-day window for talks with Iran over the Strait of Hormuz has now closed, President Trump insists that nothing is set in stone.
According to Fox News, Trump claimed that the 60-day deadline was irrelevant because there was no timeline and that the U.S. has a back channel for talks with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard.
That's correspondent Luke Garrett. The United Nations reports nearly 17,000 Ukrainian civilian deaths since Russia invaded in early 2022. No word on how many Russians have been killed, but there are civilian casualties on that side as well. The death toll continues to rise daily as the two sides wage war, trading missile and drone strikes. The Dow futures up 9 points, NASDAQ futures down 345. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels now backing up. 895 is slowing around the Erdman Avenue ramp. That's normal. 95 South, Fort McHenry tunnel traffic heading that way is now beginning to back up also at the O'Donnell Street ramp and in that area. So we'll begin there. So maybe 10 to 12 minutes now. 95 South, a little more than 10 to 12 on 895 southbound. Typical ride for this time of the morning. 95 continues to improve from an earlier accident northbound coming up from Howard County. Still a bit slow around the airport cutoff. The wreck was between there and the Beltway, but is now on the shoulder and improvement is still underway. The west side Beltway is the one slow area beginning to fill in on the outer loop around I-70. Gets better after the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're staying mainly dry for the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Dry again, a little bit warmer on Wednesday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Falston and 75 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a Maryland mother says a scholarship program designed to help low-income families afford private school could make all the difference in her son's future. But after her application was denied, she says she's being forced to choose between paying her bills and paying for her son's education. Tiara Early fully understands what the next 4 years will mean for her son Ryan Bell's future. Ryan is going into his freshman year at Archbishop Curley, an all-boys Catholic high school in Baltimore City, where he plans to pursue his dream. And a 39-year-old Baltimore man was sentenced to 3 years in prison Monday for his involvement in a September 2025 crash that killed a Bel Air High School student and seriously injured another, the Harford County State's Attorney's Office announced. John Gaita, 39, was indicted back in February 2026 on charges of negligent vehicular manslaughter, criminally negligent vehicular manslaughter, and two counts of second-degree assault. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 525, the pick 4, 0046. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Steinold Sports coming up next.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than ever to have a safe for your cash, jewelry, and important documents. Take advice from my friend Bill and buy a safe from Crestlock.com. He no longer keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with fire and burg ratings. We have a full selection of gun safes, too. We are located at 10015 Pulaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7888. We can recommend the best safe to fit your needs.
Want to give more creative and fun gifts this year? Then visit us at Wild Birds Unlimited. Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Mary Lynn, and we have great gift ideas for your next birthday party, anniversary, retirement, or holiday celebration. We have a variety of bird feeders and houses, wind chimes, bird baths, nature-themed books, local and fair trade items, decor, and so much more. When you need an extra special gift, come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The power surge continued for the O's last night, albeit in a losing cause.
In the air the opposite way. Another bid by Alonso to the wall. It's unbelievable!
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. It really is. Alonso's 28th of the year. He's everything that's been advertised. Another opposite field shot and one of the three the Birds hit last night. But another shaky outing by Yennier Cano doomed the Birds to a 7-6 loss. After the game, manager Albernez on what he saw from Yennier Cano.
Yeah, we trust Cano. We still do. You know, it's two tough outings. You know, he's having a great year for us. He's an outstanding reliever. You know, he knows. He knows he's, it was a tough two stretches here, but...
Cano's numbers against Tampa Bay vis-a-vis the rest of MLB deserve a double take. In his career, Cano is 6.64 ERA against the Rays. Against the other 28 MLB teams, that's just 1.60. Ravens will practice this morning in Owings Mills, then head out to Minnesota for 2 days of joint practices before lining up against the Vikings on Saturday. Head coach Jesse Minter on the goal of it all.
Both sides want to come out of these getting better, and we really want to treat it that way. We know the juices get a little bit more playing against somebody else, which you kind of want to see, but obviously within the framework of really just making each other better.
AP preseason college football top 25 is out, and the top two teams are from the Big Ten. Talking about the Ohio State University and Oregon, ranked number 1 and 2, respectively. The last time the Big Ten topped the polls like that was back in 1961. The SEC led all conferences with 9 teams in the top 25, and keep in mind, the Big Ten has won the last 3 national championships. Coming up in 30 minutes, what in the world has happened to Rory McIlroy? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our local contact number. You can reach us at 1-800-WCBM-680 outside the Baltimore Metro. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. If you don't have it, get to the App Store today. Download it absolutely free. Our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick, back from her vacation. Nice to see Kristen back. Coming up in this hour, a struggling Maryland mom is advocating for a boost scholarship for her son while Westmore continues to try to cut the scholarship in deference to public school teachers' unions. The Baltimore Baby Fund getting a lot of discussion as it will go to the voters to make a decision whether or not they want to spend money, taxpayer money, to give to families of new babies. But a top story here today is the Minnesota vouching system on voting, which is, I just never heard of this until recently. James O'Keefe, the undercover citizen journalist, did an expose on it. Under the Minnesota statute, a registered voter can sign an affidavit affirming that they know another individual resides in the same precinct, allowing that person to register at the polls without presenting standard proof of residence. One registered voter can vouch for up to 8 people. Imagine, do the math on that. You could take 8 non-citizens, 8 foreign nationals, 8 terrorists, and that's what Muckraker did here. Of course, they had escorted alleged members of Hamas into the voting precinct, and vouch for them. Now, I don't know what the penalties are for the voucher if you are lying, but right now, the Minnesota Democrats aren't looking to clean up the process. They're looking to punish James O'Keefe and Cam Higby, who donned Muslim garb to expose the state's insane voter vouching system. The latest now, of course, is Josh Rubin over at Muckraker. They went undercover. He went undercover as Muhammad, and he brought members of alleged Hamas with him, a designated terrorist organization, and they could vote if he vouched for them. And here's the exchange with the Minnesota election official at the precinct that Muckraker visited.
These guys were actually members of Hamas. They got here recently. I don't really know their citizenship status. They're from the Gaza Strip, and they want to vote today.
That's okay.
I can vote, right?
Correct. If he's vouching, you can vouch for up to 8 people.
My friends here would need to show what?
If you're vouching for them, they wouldn't need to show anything.
They don't need to show anything.
Is that like a common thing for people to vouch for Hamas members?
In Minnesota's electoral system, there is a process known as vouching, where a registered voter can vouch for 8 non-voter registered individuals, and the vouching process stands in for a proof of ID or residency or other documentation that the vouchee would need to show in order to register to vote. So in other words, if I was registered to vote here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I could vouch for 8 other individuals who are not registered to vote, and all I would need to do is swear that I am verifying that the individuals I am vouching for live in the same precinct as I do.
That's just insanity. That is pure insane crap that's going on in Minnesota. And again, the Democrats have basically diluted, corrupted, and manipulated our entire electoral process for their own benefit. We'll talk about it here in just a second. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, all 4 lanes are open southbound going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It looks like we're clear coming out on the south end and then eventually down towards 395 at the Sky Ramp there at Camden Yards and the ramp to the BW Parkway. All the lanes are open, but we're backed up around O'Donnell Street, maybe the Eastern Avenue curve now with the normal heavy traffic on 95 south and 895. The Old Harbor Tunnel with only a 2-lane road there is backed up, almost back. If it's not there, it's pretty close back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. Typical ride on the Beltway, JFX, still okay. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Thought I heard Baltimore County just about 5 minutes ago head out to a wreck in Rosedale, Pulaski Highway at Contractors Road. That would be just inside the Beltway. You might have some flashing lights arriving there. Have not seen any big problems now towards Annapolis, but the morning buildup should begin on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Should be dry, sunny day today, mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, even warmer. Chance of showers and storms returning on Thursday. Right now we're looking at, it is mostly sunny, 73 in Columbia, 76 in Annapolis. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the left-wing media, including the fake news, CNN and others, are having a conniption. Even some professional Republicans are doing it over the president's reducing the military exercises with South Korea. There are several reasons for this. One, he doesn't want to provoke Kim Jong-un, who has been behaving while President Trump has been in office. Two, South Korea is not paying its fair share anymore for our troops and military. And number three, they abandoned or did not, they didn't abandon, they just neglected to join in to help with the Strait of Hormuz or with Iran. So the president was asked that question yesterday in the Oval Office about why is he doing this with South Korea.
South Korea has been protected by us for many, many years. And during my first term, they agreed to pay close to $3 billion a year for protection because we don't, they essentially weren't paying. And I asked them to do that at my request. I said, not right. They weren't happy about it, but they agreed. I asked for $10 billion, and they were very unhappy. But we agreed for a short term that it would be $3 billion, and next year it would go up, and the next year it would go up, so they start paying for their protection. When the election was rigged and I ended up watching for 4 years and then coming back, I watched Biden rescind that $3 billion here for whatever reason. When I called recently the president of South Korea, who I like, I think he's very nice, actually, but I called him, I said, would you like to give us a little hand? We don't need help with Iran, but if you'd like, give us a hand with Iran. He said, no, thanks. And I said, wait a minute, we have 39,000 soldiers over there guarding you from Kim Jong-un, your next-door neighbor, and you're not going to help us on a very easy military operation in Iran? That's strange. No, no, we'd rather not get involved. I say, well, why are we involved in helping you? So, and I want to help them, but, when you ask somebody, would you like to give us a hand, and they say, no, thanks, and then we're guarding them from a country and paying ourselves billions of dollars, costing us billions and billions of dollars to protect not only them, but other countries. Look at NATO. We spend hundreds of billions of dollars protecting Europe from Russia. Hundreds of billions, mostly from Russia, but from other things too. And then they say, well, they don't want to get involved with guarding the strait where they get most of their oil. They get 50% of their oil, and they don't want to get involved. Why are we doing it? So all I want is fairness.
Yep, that's all he wants is fairness. And again, we got a $40 trillion deficit, and we got to start paying that down somehow. And we can no longer be taken for Uncle Sap, as many have done in these foreign countries. President, welcome the life-saving Santa Cruz lifeguard Ryder Williams, along with his young boy whose life he saved in that violent ocean surf just a couple of weeks ago. And here he was yesterday in the Oval Office with Ryder and the young child that whose life he saved.
And it's an honor to be with Ryder Williams, who is a 16-year-old lifeguard, California, the Santa Cruz area. And I understand he was a winner right from the time they first saw him as a lifeguard. A lot of training, a lot of work. And he saved this young gentleman, who I had a long talk with. I said, would you have made it without him? And he said, not really, right? Not really in trouble. So you're
going to
have a long and beautiful life.
And so, again, that's just an incredible American heroic act, and he was just doing his job. He did have a run-in with a CNN fake news reporter as well.
Quiet. You're very disrespectful in front of this young man, okay? Don't you find her disrespectful? He understands. Quiet. Who are you with?
I'm with CNN.
Fake news. You're fake news. You're a loud, boisterous person. You're fake news. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. You're a fake reporter, and you report fake news. Go ahead.
Mr. President, is there enough food on the USS Lincoln?
Yeah, it is. That was a CNN fake report.
Yeah, that must be somebody new. It wasn't Caitlin Collins. In any event, Jared Kushner talking with Trey Yinks to Fox News regarding now that the Memorandum of Understanding has expired, what can we expect? Will there be a deal with the murderous mad mullahs of Iran?
But right now, they're not showing any interest in doing something that makes sense for us.
What do you see as the biggest roadblock to reaching an agreement with Iran?
They have to be willing to make a real deal. I think if they're going to try to play a trick or do something to hide certain cards and get certain concessions for not, President Trump wants to make a fair deal that could be a win-win, but that has to be very basic, and that, you know, they have to want to be a real country, which is no nuclear weapons and no funding terror in the region.
Indeed. We'll see what happens. Again, we can be hopeful, but in dealing with these people, you just can't negotiate with terrorists. It doesn't work out, usually. Supreme Court has rejected President Trump's petition, asking them to reconsider their earlier refusal to review the $5 million civil verdict in the case of that writer, E. Jean Carroll's wild and, I think, false allegations regarding President Trump. So she can now collect the $5.6 million. And that's the way it was, 575 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
If you're a builder, a contractor, an interior designer, or perhaps you own multifamily properties, then if you're looking for appliances, Town Appliance is your one-stop shop. Their Town Appliance trade program is exactly designed with you in mind. The professional that needs appliances and has big orders, and again, they have they guarantee delivery nationwide. They have special project financing available for you as well. They've got everything from just a single appliance to high-end luxury kitchen appliances as well. So go see Mayor or Mayor at Town Appliance right off Reichshustown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs, or head over to townappliance.com for more information.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Sean Casey here. Older homes deserve craftsmen who know how to preserve what makes them special. G. Krug & Son restores historic ironwork and creates custom metalwork designed for your home. With more than two centuries of Baltimore craftsmanship, they build work meant to last. For restoration or custom metalwork, visit gkrugenson.com or call 410-752-3166. That's 410-752-3166.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
722 coming up right after the 7:30 news. We'll talk about the Baltimore Baby Fund. We'll go to the voters and whether or not to think it's a good idea to send $1,000 of taxpayer money to the parents of a newborn baby in the city. Also, we'll take a look at struggling Maryland mom. Again, needs a boost scholarship funding, but that's been cut by Wes Moore, who owes his existence to teachers' unions. So all that and more coming up right here on Casey and Company. Let's get a traffic and weather on the threes update with Lugnuts Johnson.
I want my check retroactive to 1949.
Yeah, I think
with interest.
You don't make the cutoff there.
Oh, yeah. Damn!
You imagine what that money would be in dollars then? If we were, if you wanted it retroactively, it wouldn't be $1,000. It'd probably be $200.
I'll have to get a lawyer and check into this.
All right,
I'll let you know how it works. PW Parkway is clear right here at Route 100, and we haven't seen any problems from Arundel Mills down to Route 32. And even the northbound side, not too bad right now. It's always busy from Powder Mill Road right here to the ramp at 197. There's a car stopped here in the painted out area northbound. Looks like they're broken down there, and it's affecting the northbound side just a bit. So more stop and go now northbound from Powder Mill Road through 197. We'll check a little bit further up, but I think it's just the normal heavy traffic right now through there. Keep in mind, Rosedale, there might be a wreck there with Baltimore County on scene on Pulaski Highway just inside the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, and it is going to be sunny and dry today, mid to upper 80s. And right now we're looking at 73 and sunny in Ellicott City, 71 in Reisterstown. Well, we're talking about this Minnesota vouching system that, again, one person can come in and basically vouch for up to eight people and say, I know for a fact they live in my precinct, and therefore they can register to vote. There is no voter ID. There's no driver's license. There's no paperwork. There's no birth certificate. They don't even accept bills or anything that proves that you live in the district. It's just a vouching for the other people. And that obviously is ripe for abuse, and it is being abused as we speak. But you look at the history of the Democrat Party and how they have distorted, manipulated, and their ideas are so wildly unpopular for the most part. Again, now, of course, socialism is rearing its ugly head. We'll get to them a little bit later on in the show. They couldn't win a lot of elections based on ideas alone, that they have to cheat. And taking you all the way back to poll taxes and literacy tests that the Democrat Party imposed on the voting system to keep black Americans from voting. Now we see all sorts of things, like the mail-in ballots that were, basically imposed on us back during the CCP virus pandemic. And that should have been temporary at, best case scenario. And that is something that is not. The mail-in ballots, I think, in many states are here to stay because, especially blue states like here in Maryland, they're never going to give up mail-in ballots unless they are restricted through the Save America Act. And one of the ways you can do that is, again, making sure that, you're out there putting the prerequisite verification, information needed, the ID and a driver's license, whatever is called for, whatever is needed. But the buffoons in Congress, and that will be the Republicans, they don't understand how this could be abused. This is why Minnesota probably, I don't know if we'll ever have another Republican governor based on this. We see that here in Maryland. It has become a predominant Democrat state, a supermajority, and I think that they have used this effectively. I remember going all the way back to Ellen Sauerbrey, who I think was cheated out of that election in 1994. When court in Anne Arundel County, Judge Ray Teamy, at the time, just stopped the whole thing, dismissed it, and wouldn't even hear the case based on its merits. So there's a history of this going all the way back to Cook County, Illinois, and Chicago, the 1960 presidential election with Kennedy and Nixon, and much, much more. And, of course, we had the close race between Al Gore and George Bush, had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. That's how broken our system really is. Some of these states, Florida at the time, had the hanging chads and the butterfly ballot. Now we've got a vouching system without any IDs whatsoever. This, of course, is a horrific idea. Hopefully it will never be adopted. I was reluctant to share this story this morning because who knows, there could be some wild-eyed, crazy, insane Democrat listening and introduce this into Maryland in the next in the near future, because that's what they do. They get a lot of their left-wing groupthink from California, Minnesota, and in some cases even Massachusetts. But the Democrat Secretary of State in Minnesota is threatening these individuals who expose the Minnesota vouching system, James O'Keefe, Josh Rubin, and Cam Higby. They're not threatening to expose the people that are actually cheating the system. They want to go after the people that are exposing the system because they now are afraid this is going to lead to maybe it just gives impetus, I would hope. But, you know, the Senate Republicans can't do a damn thing about it because they're on recess. They're not coming back till after Labor Day. Thune the buffoon and the rest of his flunkies in the Senate just don't get it. Or maybe they do get it and they don't care. Again, we've seen, and another thing the Democrats are pushing are ranked choice voting. And we've talked about that here before. That's how Lisa Murkowski stayed alive in Alaska, is through ranked choice. She was a legacy. She had her daddy's name to run on. And then to stay in office, because she was such a horrifying politician, they used ranked choice voting to keep her there. Andy Beshear, he's the Kentucky governor. He's an alleged moderate. He's now running on abolishing the Electoral College. That's another thing that the Democrats are proposing, because they want these populous states like New York, California, and the entire West Coast and the entire East Coast, with the exception maybe of South Carolina and Georgia and Florida, most of the Northeast, to put it that way, would then dictate how the elections go for the next, five decades or so, because they've already been basically, when they had illegal aliens who were led into this country through Joe Biden and morphed beyond control. So keep that in mind. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call and our email us, am680wcbm.com, or text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app, and we can do that. Coming up right after the 7:30 news, the Baltimore Baby Fund. We'll talk about that. First up, let's get some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports more than 2 weeks after being hit by a car in Owings Mills, a 37-year-old pedestrian has died, Baltimore County Police said. On July 28th, around 11:10 p.m., officers were called to the 10-100 block of Reisterstown Road, where they found Jared Johnson Bay, 37, who was hit by a 2012 Toyota Corolla. And a Royal Farms employee was arrested Sunday after allegedly threatening a customer with a gun and hitting her with a metal pole, police said. According to police, on August 16th, around 4 a.m., officers responded to the convenience store in the 6200 block of Pulaski Highway after a reported altercation. When officers arrived, they learned two women, a 34-year-old customer and a 40-year-old employee, got into an argument. Police said during the dispute, the employee grabbed a handgun and began threatening the customer. Authorities also said the employee struck the customer with a metal pole, injuring the customer's arm. And a week after two 19-year-olds were found shot to death inside a car at a Baltimore County condominium complex in Essex, police say they have made an arrest in the case. Baltimore County police announced an arrest Monday in connection with the double homicide at the Waterford Landing condominiums on Banyan Woods Court. Police said a 22-year-old man is in custody, but they have not released his name. And officials are investigating a chemical explosion that happened Monday evening at a UMBC lab in Baltimore County. Around 5 p.m. on August 17th, crews were called to the UMBC Research and Technology Park, a multi-level building located in the 1400 block of South Rolling Road in Halethorpe, for reports of a chemical explosion, fire officials said. And a mother has died and her young child is hospitalized after a crash in Rockville Monday night. According to a spokesperson with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue, the crash happened at about 8:25 p.m. at Chapman Avenue and Twin Brook Parkway. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings?
Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like another accident now. I-95 northbound for the traffic again coming up from Howard County, this time with a couple of vehicles in the left-hand lane again. So this is the second accident here. Now the fire department is here, so we're having a problem there. If you're coming up from the Howard County line, when you get up around the Patapsco River Bridge, you're going to have to stay to the right side of the roadway. Two lanes are getting by there, but it just happened and equipment is just arriving there in the last 2 or 3 minutes. So again, that's northbound 95 coming up from the Howard County and the Baltimore County line. You cross the river and then you stay to the right-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're staying mainly dry for the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Dry again, a little bit warmer on Wednesday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the Orioles acquired first baseman Christian Encarnacion Strand from the Reds on April 13th of this year in exchange for cash after he was designated for assignment. Now, 4 months later, he's a third baseman. And needless to say, this move has paid off.
Encarnacion Strand over one of the rings. And where's it going to go? Where's it going to fall? It is going to go out of here! A majestic drive! Christian Encarnacion Strand does it again!
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, CES as he's come to be known, with another moonshot. His sixth of the year, 22 driven in since being called up mid-July, but the Birds would blow a 6-4 lead in the seventh and take it on the chin last night, 7-6 to the Rays. After the game, the manager talking about CES.
You know, guys like Sess, who came up, you know, with injury and, you know, taking the most of his opportunity. You know, it's a great job. Our acquisition team, like, get him off the waiver wire. So he's been a great impact. And
now the O's in the three-way tie for the wild card turn their attention to the Yanks, who come in for the first of three tonight. Shane Boz for Baltimore. And the Yanks with a surprise announcement that Carlos Rodon will come off the IL and pitch tonight. The tough left-hander is 4-2 on the year, a .330 earned run average. Ravens will go to Minnesota 1 day after the passing of O.J. Brigance, beloved by the organization and anyone who ever came in contact with him. Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti said in a statement, quote, "We are devastated by the awful news that we have lost O.J. Brigance. O.J. was a beloved legend, mentor, and man to everyone who was fortunate enough to know him. O.J. played for Brian Billick in the year 2000 Super Bowl team."
He says, "I've got this great opportunity to overcome Lou Gehrig's disease." You talk about bringing you to your knees. I mean, but that was his mindset. That was his attitude in terms of he was going to beat this dreaded disease and what he's been able to do, and it's inspiring.
O.J. Brigance passing at the age of 56. Meanwhile, major injury news hit the Vikings yesterday. Newly signed 3-time All-Pro safety Jamal Adams will miss the entire season after suffering a knee injury in Saturday's preseason opener, wow, against the New York Giants. Lost in Scottie Scheffler's resounding win in Memphis over the weekend is the performance of Grand Slam winner Rory McIlroy. The world's number two and two-time defending Masters champ finished 66th out of 68 in the field.
I'm so far away from where I need to be to even feel like I have a chance. So, yeah, I just got to keep working and hope it turns around a little bit.
The FedEx Cup playoffs resume next week in St. Louis. With the BMW Championship, the field is now narrowed from 70 down to the top 50 players. The time now is 7:37. When we return, should O.J. Brigance join Ray Lewis and Johnny Unitas?
Contractors, Sean Casey here. Do your customers expect you to have the right answers when it's time to choose cabinets and countertops? Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design can help. They'll work with you and your clients to find the right look, the right materials, and price for the project, with personal service from start to finish. Visit their Baltimore County showroom on East Joppa Road or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey sent.
Sean, and this is courtesy of Texter Marty. I don't know if you saw it or not, but what is the appropriate, in your opinion, memorial for a guy like O.J. Brigance, who has meant so much to the organization, not so much as a great football player like Ray Lewis and Johnny Unitas, who have statues in front of the stadium, but as an inspiration to the team and the town, really, and holds the distinction of two championships in two different leagues in the same city?
Well, I mean, I know some are suggesting a statue on Ravens Walk would be appropriate, or maybe you can do something in the stadium and name it after him. But I do think they should do something to mark what O.J. Brigance meant to Baltimore, both as a Stallion and as a Raven, and more so as how he that strength, that steely determination that he had in fighting a horrific disease in ALS. So I think there should be some kind of honor for O.J.
I think without making a statement on what we value as a society, I think a statue in front of the stadium should be reserved for a football great. Somebody who has been a legend on the field. I don't think that's O.J. Brigance, but I do think that O.J. Brigance is a legend in terms of inspiration. So I agree. I don't think a statue would be appropriate. I think something in the stadium, maybe a section or something named after him with a plaque, and it would be an appropriate, memorial.
Would you put him up in the Ring of Fame?
I think I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would put him up in the
That
ring
might
of
be
honor.
An appropriate honor, I think, because that is something that clearly he was a famous player, and he meant a lot to the Ravens. And sometimes, again, you need to do that just to make sure that people remember his name. There's an old proverb that somebody doesn't truly die as long as you keep saying their name.
So. And not only do I think that's appropriate, I think it's appropriate that they do it this year.
Yeah. No, I would agree with you. So we'll see. We'll see if the Ravens are making any plans. Thanks so much, Gary. Appreciate it. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I know Kim was talking about it yesterday on Kim Klasick Live. The Baltimore Baby Fund is heading to voters amid a lot of questions here. This was something that they claim that they have collected enough valid signature to place the measure on the ballot. And if you're not familiar with it, the Baltimore Baby Fund would provide new parents with $1,000 in cash, supplies, or subsidies after the birth of a child in Baltimore. The Maryland Child Alliance has been pushing this, and others say this is a great idea to provide financial support to parents of newborns in the city. As I understand it, it is only for city residents. So one wonders if that even passes legal muster, that you can have something on the ballot. Just, I guess, for city voters to vote themselves. I suppose it's okay. I'm not sure what the legal ramifications are. But here are a lot of questions here. We don't know who qualifies for this. But, and it says parents. But does that mean that there has to be both parents in the house in order to get the $1,000 cash or the subsidies or the supplies? And what families would receive it? How does the money get distributed? Again, I'm looking at this price tag here. And the supporters of this program say that 7,100 newborns would benefit each year. If each family receives the full $1,000 benefit, the payments would total about $7 million a year. Okay? But they're telling us it's going to cost $15 million per year. So that means that if you look at these numbers, it's going to cost more to administer the program and distribute the supplies than what the families are actually getting. So I do think, and I just did a quick calculation here. If you were just to do diapers, wipes, and formula, now those are the basics, right, for a newborn, diapers, wipes, and formula, it totals over $5,000 a year. All right, so that would be a drop in the bucket for what actually babies and parents would need. So I think the better idea would be to give Baltimore City voters and residents a cut in their property taxes And again, I think you probably, in most cases, would save more money in your property taxes. That money could then be spent on whatever you want to spend it on your newborn or on a college, fund or whatever the case may be, rather than a government-run tax handout, which is just a Democrat gimmick. Let's face it. This is a typical Democrat gimmick. And so I heard some people comparing it to the Trump accounts. Totally different. Trump accounts, again, use private money. No public money is used whatsoever. And that is money that will grow in the baby's name with compounding interest until they're 18. This is money. And again, do you get this $1,000 every year? Is it a one-time $1,000 if you're just for a newborn? What happens when you're a toddler? Does the money get cut off? There's so many questions about this program. It should have been fully fleshed out before it even goes to the voters. This is putting the cart before the horse, in my humble opinion. I do want to see babies get the support and the financial support and the supplies that they need. I don't think this is a great way to do it. I think it's largely inefficient. I think it's a gimmick, and I would vote no on the Baltimore Baby Fund. How would you look at it? 743, traffic weather on the threes. Update now. Oh, by the way, we need to choose your fake news contestant. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call us now. Reserve your spot. We can win some WCBM merchandise. Right now, traffic weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're brought to you as a service of Lit East 2026, the world's greatest oldies party, Labor Day weekend, September 3rd through the 6th in Parsippany, New Jersey. At Rec on 95 northbound, second one this morning in the same area, northbound at the airport cutoff at I-195. Only the two right lanes are getting by. The backup is all the way back again, back into Howard County and rapidly going back towards the bridge at Montgomery Road. Doesn't look like it's going to be clear anytime soon. There was another vehicle that had to be pushed off. They have one vehicle now on the shoulder, so they're making a little progress, but right now the fire department is still sitting in the middle of the roadway, and a big delay again on the northbound side. So heads up for that. The ramp to the airport cutoff is open, but once you get to that point, you can ride it out and come on up to the Beltway. But I would say it's at least a 20-minute delay right now for the northbound traffic through there. Typical ride on the Beltway, 20-minute delays at least southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Join us for a mega rock and roll, shake, rattle, and roll weekend with poodle skirts, leather jackets, cool cars, and more. It's the Lead East 2026, the world's greatest oldies party, Labor Day weekend. Get all the information, leadeast.net. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we still need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, so lines are open right now, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today. Going to be sunny and dry and mid to upper 80s for the high tomorrow. Much, much warmer. We'll be in the low 90s. Next chance for showers and or thunderstorms look to be coming in on Thursday. Right now, sunny and 75 in downtown Baltimore. It is 76 and partly cloudy in Ocean City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Of course, that includes WCBM merchandise. We've got keychains. We've got all sorts of goodies. Whatever we can find in Maggie's drawers usually is something that we can put in the prize package.
I'm confused.
Kristen is screening our contestant right now as we speak. But
she's sure she's not screening us?
I left the... Exactly. You had a great quarter in Choose Your Fake News. And so
don't
did Chuck.
Don't jinx me.
Chuck came back a little bit, so... Chuck is now back into the respectable column versus the disrespectable.
That's well, nice. Kristen is
you mind your business.
Of it, but
this is my business. Being the moderator of this bit includes revealing the stats to our listeners.
All right, well, let me just say this.
That kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
It does. It goes right to the point, Mr. Casey.
Thank you very much.
Good summary.
We'll have the stats for you hopefully tomorrow. Michelle in Westminster is our contestant. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I always like to go first.
First. Okay, Michelle. All right. Right out of the starting gate here this morning. Story number one. In the UK, the manager of a family farm is refusing to change the name of his Titanic-themed ride after facing backlash from the woke brigade. Furious parents compared the Titanic theme to having a Twin Towers ride, despite the tragedy taking place more than 110 years ago. Apparently, this ride allows people to be actually hit the iceberg and be immersed. It opened in London last year. Story two, a special education teacher who recruited black people to shoot some guns and rob some white people is now banned from the school where she worked and is under police investigation. This is in the Madera Unified School District in Fresno, California. And story three, the first naked airline in the world is in the Netherlands. Fly Free allows passengers to fly au naturel aboard a Gulfstream jet with luxury accommodations, food and drink included. Cost of airfare, $5,000 one way.
Oh, Santa.
Story one, manager behind Titanic-themed ride at Family Farm says he's not going to change the name or the nature of the ride. Story two, Fresno teacher's twisted gun-toting black militia video sparking a police investigation. Or story three, the world's first fly-free naked airline. All right, Michelle, what are you thinking?
Well, they have the naked restaurants and everything else, so that sounds like that is a true story.
Okay.
I think it's the Titanic one because it's not that they go into the water. They have them smash up against a mat.
Okay. That's
sort of flies them into a mat, not into the water.
All right. That is a story number one for Michelle. Kristen? Oh, Kristen going with number three. There's something wrong with Kristen's mic, so she votes for story number three. And Maggie?
Wow. They're always, always so tough. I'm going to go with number three as well. I mean, think of the health code stuff. I mean, ew. I go with number three as a fake.
Okay, number three for Maggie and Chuck.
Well, three is a private jet. You can do pretty much whatever you want. One, I've seen that story. I think hopefully gave us all the facts. Knowing Mr. Casey, it's up in the air. I'll go with two, please.
Chuck goes with story number two. All right, across the board here this morning. Story number three, the world's first naked airline, is our fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, Michelle. Appreciate you calling, playing the game. Both
have a good day, everybody.
You too.
Have a good
one. You too. Kristen and Maggie, winner. Chuck, unfortunately, he climbed back to the respectability column only to soil himself once again.
Nice. I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, please don't.
Oh, dear.
It's too much fun visualizing. All right. Thank you.
Oh, it is? Oh, I see. I knew you'd finally tell me. I knew it.
I'm out. I knew it.
He just came out.
Oh.
No, it just came out. Thank you, Sarah.
I get some less toil. That'll take care of it.
That's right. We'll see you in a couple. Want to tell you about our friends at Town Appliance. And again, if you are looking for if you're a builder or contractor, if you're a multifamily property owner, if you're an interior designer and you're looking for a deal on great appliances, Town Appliance is the one place you need to go. They'll take care of you, both mayors, big and little mayor. They have a Town Appliance trade program for those in the trades. You get nationwide delivery. You get special pricing on your project. They have everything from a single appliance all the way to high-end luxury kitchens there. You should start there at Town Appliance. And the best place to start is at their website, townappliance.com, for more information. And again, this is the one-stop shop for your appliance needs, whether you know you're a builder or a developer, whatever the case may be. If you need appliances, Town Appliance is where you need to go.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market, so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. With the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The wreck on 95 northbound now at 195 coming into Baltimore County is now on the left shoulder, so they've reopened all the lanes. I think you can stay in that left-hand lane. A couple of the first responders are still there, but I think you can stay there. Now, let me just see what these guys are doing. Are they involved in something else? Well, we'll see. You're backed up as you're coming up from Howard County back to the area around the Patapsco River Bridge. I'm almost thinking there might be something else here in the left-hand lane that just occurred while they were looking at this wreck. I think somebody, a couple of vehicles just involved in a rear-end accident there. So now we're going to lose the left-hand lane again, and that just occurred. So stay to the right as you're coming up from Howard County. That delay going back. Let's see what they're doing. Got a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I think they bumped into each other here, and now they're driving away. So we're going to go back to all four lanes again, open on the northbound side. Probably just a low tap, and off we go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, dry day today, mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, even warmer. So it is going to be a typical dog days of August forecast. Right now, we're looking at sunny at 76 in Dundalk, 74 under sunny skies in Bel Air. Let's take some calls here this morning. Tony is in Parkville. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Sean. You know, this thing of rewarding irresponsible behavior in Baltimore with money, it seems a little bit ludicrous. I mean, we already have an industry where having children out of wedlock, fatherless children, is rewarded with benefits, housing, all kind of stuff. Now we're actually going to monetize it. We're actually going to say, if you have more children, this is what they're going to hear. Have more children, get a check. I find that unbelievable. To me, I think Baltimore City used to do something, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they used to have something in Baltimore City where if you got a certain grade or something, a student would actually get money? I think there was something like that a few years ago. Why don't we incentivize proper behavior? Why don't we incentivize not just getting good grades in school, but going to school, monetize that? Because that would seem to be, you know, in this kind of day and age where it's money and Mercedes-Benz logos and, you know, all this stuff. Monetize going to school. Monetize getting your driver's license instead of stealing cars. Why don't we monetize getting on birth control instead of having multiple children out of wedlock? It just seems we're going the opposite direction. We're gonna monetize irresponsible behavior. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think you raised an interesting point. I also think that it says parents, but is that meaning that if you're a single mom and you want to have a child, you're going to be excluded? I doubt that. I don't think that's going to happen in Baltimore City. So you'd be right. We'd be incentivizing, again, bringing a child into the world without, both parents. Now, sometimes it's unavoidable. I get that. But in this particular case, you are rewarding this kind kind of behavior. And I think when you look at it in just, I think it's a gimmick, because how far does $1,000 go? As I just mentioned, it's $5,000 for just basic necessities for 1 year for an infant.
For my daughter and son-in-law, I go to BJ's all the time, and I'm always buying them diapers and wipes because they're so expensive. You're right, $1,000 is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just going to be absolutely nothing. But it just screams to me, you know, if this was a statewide issue, it might be different. But we're talking Baltimore City. This is only for Baltimore City, so we have to look at the demographics. Unfortunately, you have to look at the demographics and what the statistics are with fatherless children. And this is insane.
Well, it's insane that we don't know how any of this is going to work, and yet it's going to go to the voters. They're voting on something, and just really, as you said, have a baby, get a check. That's the concept right here, without knowing anything else.
Boy, if you want to get people out to vote, that's going to be it. Get out to vote. Vote for this, and then go have a baby and get $1,000 check. Wow.
Yeah. Tony, great call. Appreciate it. 7:58. It's 2 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Quickly, Ed's in Mount Airy. Ed, you got an idea for O.J. Brigance?
I do. Since the shock trauma building overlooks the stadium somewhat, why not have the Ravens create a shock trauma or a O.J. Brigance ALS center at that building? You could put the Ravens logo there. You could also put the O.J. Brigance ALS Center. And that way, when the Ravens take the field, they can look up to somebody as opposed to some of the other people who have been on the field.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, Ed, and we'll see if that gets any play with the Ravens. Thanks so much for the suggestion. Appreciate that. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that it's Customer Appreciation Month. That means they want to say thank you for using products, ordering products, and these are the nutraceuticals, the all-natural supplements, from the omega-3 essential fatty acids to the red yeast rice to the no-flush niacin to the ideal weight for weight loss, from the Rescue PM spray and liquid for helping to fall asleep and stay asleep, and over 50 different natural supplements or nutraceuticals, as we call them. They're going to help you repair and or maintain your health. And right now, again, you can buy 5 and save 50%, 5 single bottles, and save 50% with the coupon code VIP50. You can do that by calling 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can go online and plug in the coupon code at checkout at VIP50. That's VIP50. Save 50% on 5 or more single bottles when you call and order your Rescue Natural Supplements today. Okay, still to come on the program, the digital ad tax and that ruling, how it impacts the state of Maryland.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump says that we're not getting the straight story about conditions on board the USS Abraham Lincoln.
The aircraft carrier has been the subject of escalating concern over mental health and supply issues for American sailors enduring a record-setting uninterrupted time at sea of more than 240 days. Trump calls the reports fake news.
And an admiral came up to see me over the weekend, and it was at a big group, and he happened to be an admiral retired. He said, I've been on ships that are out there much longer than that, sir, and I know people on the Lincoln. They say it's beautifully maintained and beautifully taken care of.
The Lincoln arrived in the Middle East in January and has been supporting the U.S. war against Iran, including the blockade on Iranian ports. I'm Julie Walker.
There's concern in South Korea over a perceived change in the military relationship with the United States.
South Korea's president, Lee Jae-myung, said a solid alliance with the United States strengthens the foundation of national security. These comments come as many South Koreans remain baffled and concerned about President Trump's abrupt order to substantially reduce military exercises with South Korea. Trump made the announcement just before U.S. and South Korean soldiers began their annual exercises on Monday, designed to sharpen readiness against North Korean threats. I'm Karen Shamas.
The fate of the Gaza ceasefire unclear following a marathon meeting between U.S. negotiator Jared Kushner and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
As the primary season draws to a close, attention turns to key states like Florida and Wyoming, California and Alaska. Today's primaries highlight Republican-led redistricting and battles between Democratic establishment candidates and progressives. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 41 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Northbound 95 coming up from Howard County towards Arbutus and eventually up to the Beltway. Still slow. There's a wreck in the median northbound at the airport cutoff at I-195. So it's a slow pace right now as you're crossing the Patapsco River Bridge on the northbound side. The morning backup is here. It's pretty solid. I-97 southbound at Route 32 as you're coming down from Millersville through Odenton and Gambrels. That's the normal delay through there. It's better down at the ramp at 50 at I-97, and we're still clear at the Severn River Bridge. No problems. Bay Bridge is clear. 3 westbound, 2 lanes open on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're staying mainly dry for the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Dry again, a little bit warmer on Wednesday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Hampstead, 76 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that no arrests have been made after Baltimore police confirm an unknown suspect used an excavator to steal an ATM from a Wells Fargo bank branch over the weekend. On Monday, the Baltimore Police Department would not comment on evidence believed to have been left at the scene of the crime. Officers responded to reports of an alarm at a Wells Fargo bank located at 1726 East Northern Parkway in Northeast Baltimore around 5:38 a.m. Sunday. Investigators said an unknown suspect used an excavator to rip the ATM from the front of the branch building. And Maryland's first-in-the-nation tax on digital advertising is facing an uncertain future after the Maryland Tax Court struck down the law, setting up a likely appeal and reigniting a broader debate over the state's finances and business climate. The ruling comes as Maryland is already confronting projected budget shortfalls and questions about its economic competitiveness. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 525. The pick 4, 0046. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Not the greatest of starts last night for Brandon Young in St. Pete, the dependable right-hander. Lasted just four innings in the team's 7-6 loss to the Rays. Eight hits allowed, four earned runs. The Houston native saying in the postgame, he just didn't have it.
Honestly, I didn't pitch very well tonight. Didn't keep my team in it. Made mistakes in the middle of the plate. It's a good lineup. They made me pay for it.
Quick turnaround for the Birds as they open a six-game AL East homestand tonight against the Yanks at 6:35. Shane Baz and Carlos Rodon will be on the Hill. The Birds tied for third with two other teams in the American League wild card chase. Elsewhere, former Oriole Trey Mancini announced his decision yesterday to retire from baseball. Mancini broke in with the Birds back in 2016. He appeared in five games with the Angels this season, was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in March of 2020, and the former Notre Damer was a 10-year Major League veteran. One of the more impressive things to come out of the Ravens' win over the Eagles on Saturday night was what NFL people call YAC. No, not that. It stands for yards after catch, and Jesse Minter was impressed with his Ravens group.
All those guys sometimes are like, you know, that wouldn't have been a tackle, you know, I wouldn't have been tackled right there in some of our tag off and thud periods, and it's like, okay, you know, the game's the opportunity to show that, and so I really thought all the guys, you know, with the football in their hands after the catch did a really good job.
Jacoby Lane, Matt Hibner, and Elijah Surratt combined for 14 catches on 15 targets, 165 yards from scrimmage. And finally, with training camp about 1 month away to the day, time to catch up with the Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry, especially in the wake of Alex Ovechkin's return. The coach was asked, with the way the team is being shaped this season, what can the 41-year-old still do for the Caps?
He can still continue to defy odds and be a very productive, good NHL player for the Washington Capitals and help us win a lot of hockey games. Like, that's the way that I see it going.
GM Chris Patrick aggressively overhauled the Capitals roster this offseason, trading for elite top six wingers Jordan Kyrou and Alex Tuck, signing key veteran free agents like Boone Jenner and Vincent Descharnais. Coming up in 30 minutes, another lacrosse championship for the state of Maryland. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on Casey and Company. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Wes Moore celebrating the judge blocking the FBI headquarter move from Maryland back to D.C. That will be appealed, of course. Look at the Boost Scholarship and how Governor Moore continues to erode that fund to the detriment of single moms and others who want to have a choice or say in their child's schooling. Top story here today is the digital ad tax ruling on Friday, now raising a bunch of new questions about the state of finance here in Maryland and, of course, businesses and what it means for taxpayers as Maryland's first in the nation digital ad tax a tax on digital advertising. And it was challenged by Apple, Google, and Peacock. And on Friday, Maryland Tax Court ruled that it was unconstitutional. This was a tax that was passed back in 2021 by the Maryland General Insane Asylum. It was vetoed by Lockdown Larry, and then it was his veto was overridden. It applies to large companies that sell digital ads in Maryland with rates ranging anywhere from 2.5% to 10% based on the company's global annual revenue. And while the lawsuit was playing out in the courts until the ruling came down on Friday, They've been collecting, the comptroller's office, the tax money that has been spent right now. It hasn't been spent. It's been collected at $536 million. It's just sitting there. And now the tax court ruled that has to be returned, the initial with interest, because they've kept their money for about 3 years now, 4 years. The court ruled Friday the tax violates the Federal Internet Tax Freedom Act, as well as provisions of the U.S. Constitution, including the Commerce Clause, the Due Process Clause, and the First Amendment in this this case. So $536 million of taxes have been collected, and we always knew, and this was predicted. Republicans predicted and economists predicted that this was going to be a problem. Now, what is unsure is how exactly this is going to impact Maryland's economy and or budget, because it's $500 million, right? And our budget is about $71 billion. So in the terms of a budget, it is a drop in the bucket. But, and again, I don't know whether it's earmarked for anything or it's just been sitting there. They've been waiting for the court case to play out. Then they can figure out how to spend it. But you're talking about $500 million with a structural deficit of already, what, $4 billion? So that's going to add to a structural deficit if it's been factored into a budget. They're not saying as of yet. Some are saying this is not going to be any great shakes. There are others are predicting that as part of these budget shortfalls, that any budget deficit at all is probably going to be borne by the Maryland taxpayers. And why is that? Because Westmore and the Democrats refuse to cut the size of government. They just won't do it. And so, and they won't stop spending either. So that leaves, you know, either you borrow the money or you pass it on to the taxpayers. We'll get more on that from the Maryland Chamber of Commerce coming up in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, that morning construction zone is now set up, and we have a delay. The usual spot, they like to work at the end of the rush hour and then through the midday. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County, 76-mile marker. You lose a lane, there's a big construction project there on the northbound side. So about a mile of slow traffic right now as you're going north. The southbound side has the split, one lane to the left, two lanes to the right as you're traveling south. That usually works out okay. Not a big deal right now. There's a new report of an accident if you're coming into the city on the BW Parkway northbound. It's up around Waterview Avenue and the Westport area on 295. That then becomes Russell Street right before you get to the bridge and I-95. We don't have a camera there, so I don't see it, but I do see some impact with some of the data that we're looking at. Beltway has been pretty much the normal delay. JFX has been all right. We're still looking at delay and heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and dry today. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, even warmer tomorrow, low 90s. Right now we're looking at sunny at 74 in Forest Hill. It's 76 in Middle River. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call Smile Design 410-321-1100. Yesterday I did say, as we're meeting the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, that yesterday's was the last one. I did leave out one more because it was I was working on it at the time, forgot I put it in my briefcase, but this is the final one and one of the more storied 56 signatories to the Declaration. None died as a result of the signatures. Before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. None ever renounced their Declaration of Independence of their own free will. James Wilson of Pennsylvania, the last signer and perhaps one of the more important founding fathers in our history. People don't give him any props, but big name. Born in Scotland, son of a farmer. He studied universities at St. Andrews, Glasgow, and Edinburgh. He eventually would emigrate to America in 1765. He arrived in Philadelphia with letters of introduction that allowed him to teach college. It would then be, then was College of Philadelphia, later became Penn. While he taught, he also studied law under John Dickinson. He was admitted to the bar only 2 years after arriving in Pennsylvania and established his practice in Reading. Wilson had arrived in the colonies just as changing British colonial policy had frayed the ties that bind mother country and colonies together. By 1774, they had created the Continental Congress, and Wilson became part of that. He published a pamphlet he had drafted in 1768. That pamphlet, Considerations of the Nature and Extent of the Legislative Authority of the British Parliament, won him widespread recognition, as it insisted that Parliament lacked authority to legislate for the colonies. By this time, Wilson was certain that war was inevitable, and in preparation, he became an officer in the Pennsylvania State Militia. In 1775, James Wilson was a Pennsylvania delegate to the Second Continental Congress. He was a firm supporter of independence, but he thought his voters, his constituents, should have a voice in his vote. Thus, when he was elected again in 1776, he delayed committing himself until he was certain they were ready to declare independence, and assured he then signed it. On August 2nd of 1776, he stayed in Congress through 1777. He remained one of the most outstanding legal minds of his day and was enhanced by his role at the 1787 convention that drafted the Constitution. Again, like James Madison, Wilson advocated a strong national government, but he stood out for his advocacy of a popular control of that government. He wanted representation in both houses of the Congress to be based on population and direct election by the people. His role in shaping the executive branch was critical. He was the first and most ardent supporter of a unitary executive. He begrudgingly came up with the Electoral College as the means to elect the president. Wilson threw himself into the campaign for ratification of the Constitution. And on October 6th of 1787, he delivered a speech in the courtyard behind Independence Hall. He then would become, was appointed by General Washington, or President Washington at the time, to be a Associate Justice to the Supreme Court. He was sworn in October of 1789. He sat on the Supreme Court for several early precedent-setting cases, and he sat there until his death in August of 1798. He was only 55 years of age when he contracted malaria and died of a stroke. One of our most important founding fathers that you almost never hear of, James Wilson, and our last signer of the Declaration of Independence.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Joining us now on the hotline is Law Officer Michael E. Freeman and the Chief Counselor, Michael Freeman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Well, that was fascinating. One great lawyer to another lawyer, you know.
That's yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff. I was asked the other day what our most difficult cases are, and it's pretty clear. Parking lot cases and parking lot pedestrian cases are really, really difficult. And how many times have you walked across the parking lot and a car is backing out and you're almost hit by the parked car? Now, There's no other way for you to get across the parking lot to get to your car if your car's parked on the other side. Or if you're going to go to the sidewalk and you want to walk down the street because you didn't drive, how else are you going to go? Well, you've got to be careful. What about when you're in the middle of the parking lot and cars are coming in and cars are coming out? What is the obligation and the responsibility of the incoming cars, the outgoing cars, and what is the responsibility of the pedestrian who could be possibly negligent in that kind of case? Well, every single one of those instances vary depending on the facts. There's no red light camera to determine, oh, I had the red light, I had the green light. There's no stop sign. Say, oh, you went through the stop sign. Probably not a yield sign. There's probably nothing there. So how do you prove that the other car was negligent? Well, witnesses, my friends, witnesses. And when it is a parking lot situation, there tend to be a lot of other people around. So grab somebody who, if you think you're not at fault, you know, grab somebody who is the witness and get their names and address. Get them on camera if you can, saying what they saw and identify themselves, so we'll be able to get to the person. Call us, attorneys, or us, hopefully us, right away when this thing happens, because the quicker we can get back there, you never can tell what can, there might be cameras these days. So there's a lot of things that you can do to make the case possibly a winner, but those are difficult. So number one, be careful in the parking lots. Kind of like I say, be careful on ice, be careful on parking lots, whether you're pulling in or pulling out or whether you're walking. Always be cognizant of other traffic and please and of pedestrians. And if you are hit, unfortunately, get all the information you can and get witnesses. Any problems, give us a call, 410-363-6848. And while you're writing that down, write down September 10th. Don't forget our party, 6 to 8, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills, celebrating 35 years of practice and 35 years with the great AMWCBM. We'll see you guys then.
All right, I'll be out there. We're looking forward to it. It should be a nice nice evening. Thanks, Michael.
Should be, thanks.
All right, have a great day. 823 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the wreck coming into the city, apparently off to the side. It's not a lot of room there, but it's on the BW Parkway northbound where you come up to Waterview Avenue and Russell Street in that area right before I-95. New wreck in the city on the west side at Edmondson Avenue at Uplands Parkway. That's in the area not too far from Edmondson Village. We had a report there may be a wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway around Lock Raven Boulevard. I've been looking in that area, and there is a backup as you're coming over from Hartford Road through there. Okay, yeah, just saw it now. They're on the outer loop right at the bottom of the hill on the shoulder on the right side. So all the lanes are open, but of course they're looking at it, and that delay on the Beltway goes back beyond the ramps at Hartford Road. Not quite sure if it's back to Bel Air Road. I'm going to look right now and see. Yeah, it's back to Bel Air Road. So just from that wreck on the shoulder, it's Bel Air Road to the area of Perrin Parkway over to Lock Raven Boulevard. Pretty good size backup. So now we think about Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from that. Heads up on I-70 in Howard County. There was a report of an accident near Route 97. Just looked at the camera. The speeds are down just a bit, but it's not causing a major backup right now. But you might have the state police in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and dry today, mid to upper 80s and even warmer tomorrow. Chance of showers or storm coming in on Thursday, and that's the next precipitation or weather maker event. Right now we're looking at 76 and sunny in Millersville. It is 75 in Parkville. We're talking about, once again, this digital ad tax ruling, raising new questions. And again, we're already the 49th worst economy in the nation, thanks to a CNBC ranking. And this just, it sends the message that, remember when Larry Hogan was running and he had that Change Maryland stuff, that Maryland was now open for business. That was the big opening statement. Well, Maryland now has become hostile for business, thanks to Wes Moore. And he's out there creating, he said, I've created 60,000 jobs. Again, somebody needs to fact check that one, and we're working on that. I think the net number of jobs created is something like 11,000. after all the people that have left or are considering leaving, but what have you. But this ruling, according to the Chamber of Commerce, is Mary Kane, President and CEO. She said that the Maryland taxpayers have borne the expense of the state administering and defending a tax law that has been tied up in litigation for years. This ruling raises a much bigger question than the future of any single tax, how Maryland addresses its fiscal challenges without piling more costs on the businesses and families already here. Every new tax, and this is important, every new tax has consequences, even when it looks narrowly targeted. A stronger economy with more businesses investing and expanding and more people choosing Maryland has to be part of the solution. Because if you don't make that part of the solution, the inevitable happens. People leave the state. I just got a message this morning from one of our diehard listeners leaving to go to South Carolina. Can't afford it anymore to live in the state. You can't afford to retire here. Some people can't afford to start here, start a living, young couples or young people that again, are facing astronomical expenses in housing, et cetera. I mean, you know when you're in New York, I mean, the wages have to be comparable to allow you to live there. Well, that's not happening in the state of Maryland. And again, some of this is because I think there was a veneer, if you will, that made us seem to be richer than we were due to all the federal workers that worked here in the state. Some 31,000 eventually got laid off. Virginia, same thing, but Virginia isn't suffering like Maryland is because Virginia already has a robust private sector, like a Silicon Valley type of reputation in Northern Virginia. Maryland does not have that. And we piled on with this digital ad tax for people like Apple and Google and Peacock and what have you. So, again, all of this, and I'm wondering how much did it cost? We said back in the day, when they introduced this ridiculous tax, that this was going to be challenged, that it was going to be found unconstitutional, and we have been vindicated on that. Meanwhile, the comptroller, Brooke Learman, says she disagrees. She respects the ruling but disagrees with it, and they are planning for an appeal. How much more money is that going to cost now? It's just a never-ending cycle in this state. They pass bad laws. That should never, somebody should, when they're down there, some maybe they should hire an outside constitutional lawyer and run it by him first, or her, and say, do you think this is going to pass muster with the Supreme Court or with future courts? If not, let's not do it. But they do it anyway. They pass bad, unconstitutional laws, and then when they get overturned, they go, well, what happened? And guess who ends up holding the bill? You and I, and the rest of the people that want to stay here and live here. And this is not a great, I've talked to a lot of people in business as well, not a great place to run a business, start a business, own a business. Many people are considering selling thanks to Wes Moore and the unbusiness-friendly Democrats. Vinny Steele is one of those folks that is very friendly to your business if you're selling your home, and he makes it his business to make sure that that happens. He's got all sorts of different programs, the home trade-in program, the fix-it-to-sell program, the sell-your-home, stay-in-your-home, up to 12 months program, all of which are extremely successful and work, by the way. It's the reason why he can offer you that guarantee, along with the 12,000 buyers in rating in the database, that once you agree to asking price time frame, once you sign on the dotted line on the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. If it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, then he's going to buy it from you and pay you in cash at market rates. So give him a call, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteele.com. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County police have arrested a suspect in a double homicide last week in Essex. The two 19-year-old victims, Danielle Mack and Isaac Aminarte, were found shot inside a car at the Waterford Landing condos on Banyanwood Court. Aminarte was pronounced dead at the scene, and Mack died later at a hospital. County police say the suspect's identity will be disclosed after he appears before a court commissioner. And Baltimore County officials are investigating the cause of a fire that damaged a UMBC lab on South Rolling Road in Halethorpe. The blaze broke out about 7:30 last night. Officials say the fire was already under control when firefighters arrived. It had been contained to the lab. And they say all chemicals were still contained inside their containers, and the building has been deemed safe. The building had been evacuated. There were no reported injuries. And a federal court is blocking the Trump administration's attempt at moving the planned FBI headquarters from Greenbelt to Washington, D.C. The U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland struck down the White House's decision to relocate the headquarters to the Ronald Reagan Building in D.C. And Baltimore County police are now charging a 22-year-old man with that double homicide of the two teens in Essex earlier this month. The morning of August 10th, officers responded to Banyan Woods Court, where they found 19-year-old Isaac Aminarte and Danielle Mack shot inside a vehicle. As he was pronounced dead at the scene, Mack died at the hospital. And also, Maryland correctional officers will now be equipped with body-worn cameras. It's 8:31. Chuck Whitaker and Traffic and Weather on the Threes coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes.
The accident on 95 northbound near the airport cutoff is still there. They're still in the median, so even with all the lanes open, they're looking at it. So that's still a problem there. It gets better once you clear the accident scene, and then coming up to the Beltway on the northbound side. There's been some heavy traffic still coming south, going into both the harbor tunnels. And at last check, some of that traffic was still backed up on 95 back to Moravia Road, and 895 had been kind of sitting around in the same area from Eastern Avenue and the Urban Avenue ramp coming south on 895. A lot of slow traffic right there going into the Old Harbor Tunnel with all the lanes moving, but the backups are still there. 25-minute delays as it stands right now. The wreck on the Beltway in the painted out area on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. Tail end of the backup at least back to the ramps at Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're staying mainly dry for the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Dry again, a little bit warmer on Wednesday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Yanks begin a three-game set at Camden Yards tonight, beginning of a big week for the Birds. Three against New York and then three more against Tampa Bay. We'll take you back 2 weeks, the night after the trade deadline. Post-game comments from O's slugger Pete Alonso on that night.
I mean, we appreciate you guys like sticking with us the whole way. The fans have been awesome today. I know it's been emotional for the city and the organization, but we're going to keep going and we're going to do the best we can to win games.
Yeah, that was after the trade deadline, and the Birds have delivered. They're 7-6 since. Some exciting, albeit inconsistent, baseball. They're tied for third in the wild card chase. Yankees news as the series opens tonight. New York losing Max Fried, the big left-hander, put on the injured list for the second time this year, but Carlos Rodon, another left-hander, in a bit of a surprising move, comes off the aisle tonight, and he will start tonight opposite Shane Baz at 6:35. As the Ravens depart for Minnesota later today, one of the team's units most under the microscope is the offensive line. Three starters gone from a year ago. The entire interior is new. Head coach Jesse Minter says they acquitted themselves nicely on Saturday night.
I thought overall those guys handled their own, did a good job in the run game and the pass game. We had some really nice pockets for our quarterbacks. We had some really good movement in the run game. So definitely shout out to those guys.
The team ran for 142 yards against the Eagles. They did allow three sacks, but as Minter says, nice pocket most of the time. NASCAR race to the chase is heating up, and how about Joey Logano shooting up the rankings now with the chase only two races away?
Don't let the boys get hot.
We're pretty strong right now. It's awesome to see the speed in the 22 again.
After falling as low as 20th in the point standings, at the season's halfway mark, the three-time Cup Series champ has jumped to 9th in the standings, and he is a contender again. Then there's this from over the weekend. The inaugural Women's Lacrosse League Championship goes to the Maryland Charm. Coached by Emily Perros, who won a national championship at Carolina in 2013, the Charm beat the California Palms 16-13 to win it. Happy heavenly birthday today to one of the greatest players and humanitarians in MLB history. We're talking about Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente, possessor of one of the greatest outfield arms in MLB history. Clemente was a 15-time All-Star, 12-time Gold Glove winner, a 4-time batting champ. Clemente left us too early, of course, passing away in that plane crash, delivering food and medical supplies to survivors of that devastating earthquake in Nicaragua on December 31st, 1972, at the age of 38. The time now is 8:37 when we return the strange saga of the turf on Veterans Stadium.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowen Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Have you been following this story at all in the Philadelphia Inquirer about the turf at Old Veterans Stadium?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, so Veterans Stadium was the home of the Eagles and the Phillies for many, many years, from 71 to like 03 or something. And, you know, back then in the 70s, the turf that they played on was basically just a carpet that was laid
over concrete.
Right, yeah. Okay, exactly. And you know how hard it is.
It's awful. I mean, the first off, the material itself is made of whatever it is. When you scrape yourself on it, it gets infected. So that's number one. Number two, it's like horrible on your knees, and it's like running on carpeted cement.
Right, and that was kind of the way it was back in the 1970s with a lot of these stadiums. I remember going to the games at the Orange Bowl. The Orange Bowl was the same thing. Anyway, so what happened was, the as stadiums do when they get demolished, the team, like for memento purposes, kind of sells little patches of the turf, you know, as a memento. So the Philadelphia Inquirer bought four of them, and they tested them for chemicals, the PFAs, these forever chemicals, and it turns out that turf was full of them. And six Philadelphia Philly players, including Tug McGraw and Darren Dalton and others, died from a rare form of brain cancer called glioblastoma.
Right.
Well, glioblastoma has been linked to PFAs.
Uh-oh.
And so here it is. This stadium turf that was on there for 32 years may have been the direct cause of death for six of these Philly stars.
Wow.
And now there are lawsuits all over the place, the manufacturer, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure you know about it all.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what happened. And so that is the investigation that's being undergone.
Well, I'm sure that they're the only ones that weren't using artificial turf.
All over the country, back in Cincinnati. Etc. So, yeah, we'll see how that turns out, but that's the story.
It's got to be grass. That's the only thing that makes any sense. Natural grass is the only thing to plant.
And the World Cup proved that you can bring natural grass in and make it work.
Yes.
So.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. 8:39:21 before the hour of 9 o'clock. A Maryland mom who is a single mom and wants the best for her child, as you might imagine, is obviously upset over the governor's reduction in the boost program. Every year there are more and more parents that apply for the boost scholarships, which allow public dollars to be used for private schooling. But the governor, as you know, is opposed to it. Because he doesn't, number one, he's a captive to the teachers' unions in public schools, even though he himself went to private school, even though he himself sends his children to private schools. He doesn't want anybody else to have that ability to do that, which is a incredible hypocrisy. So this mom, her name is Tiara Early. She has her son, Ryan, and Archbishop Curley. And he wants to be an engineer. He's a smart kid, but he would never have that opportunity at some of these public schools here in Baltimore City. And she says, as a single mom, she's working as a nursing assistant, and she's running out of money. because her application was denied this year for the Maryland Boost Scholarship. And she talked about it with Project Baltimore's Chris Pabst just yesterday.
It was heartbreaking. I panicked a little bit.
How important would the Boost Scholarship be for your family?
This Boost Scholarship would be a financial breakthrough for my family because it's going to help my son in the long run with his education. I really care about his education. And it's hard for me to think about the fact that we might not get it.
You know, we talk about how do we resolve this issue with juveniles and before they get to the point where they've crossed that, you know, the line and start committing criminal acts and running with the wrong crowd. But education, a sound education, good schools, good parents, that's where you start boys go bad. And, of course, Governor Moore does not understand that, other than the fact that he himself was on the path to destruction. I think got arrested for vandalism or graffiti, if I'm not mistaken, and in his book. And he said that that arrest put him on the path to private school, which probably saved his life and his career. But he doesn't want the same thing for other people.
As we're thinking about that what needs to happen with public dollars, that public dollars should not be going to private schools.
Yeah. Well, public dollars, if they're tax dollars, should go wherever people need them, whether it be for public or private school. Why all of a sudden is it public school the only place where you can use public dollars? I mean, I haven't sent none of my children to private school. They all went to public school. But I'm sure that the people that do send their kids to private school, they're paying tax dollars anyway, which are going to public schools. Why is it wrong for private public dollars to go to private schools, but no, it's not okay for the rest of us that have kids in private school and that we're not using the public schools? Why? To me, it doesn't make any sense. And she said she did a little homework on the governor and found out that he also was a big advocate of private schools.
I was doing some background reading on Governor Moore, and his mom was a single parent, and she put him in a private school. So if he could understand how important it was for him as a kid, why take it away from other kids in their future?
Yeah, so every year the number of families applying for Boost Scholarships increases. And again, it looks like every year they cut the Boost funding. Westmore cut it by 10% in July of 2023. In 2022, he cut it by 14%. And it's just, I think they're slowly trying to phase it out. And why is that? Because I don't think public school wants the competition. I mean, look, there are some good public schools. And there's some schools in Howard County and elsewhere and in Carroll County that do really well. But in Baltimore City and Prince George's County, you've got some schools that really should be shuttered. They should be shut down because they are wasting public dollars. Let's talk about that one day, right? 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new wreck, Interloop. Just spotted it here the last couple of minutes. Interloop after Greenspring and before you start down the hill to the JFX. And with the state highway truck there, they're blocking the right lane. Here comes what appears to be a medic unit now and maybe another medic unit. So they're pulling up to the scene. So this is now going to turn into a big fat mess. Already backed up on the Beltway and went very quickly back to Reisterstown Road. And now it went back to 795. And the tail end of this is all the way back to Liberty Road. So it's Liberty Road all the way around to this wreck east of Greenspring, and I don't understand these people that are sitting there in the right lane coming up to the wreck, and they see all the lights, and they're going, well, I guess we have to get over. Yeah, that would help if you could, you know, but in the meantime, let's see what they're going to do here. They're going to keep three lanes getting by to the left, so get out of the right lane. That's the lane that would take you to the JFX. Once you get to Greenspring, you need to be in the center and the left-hand side of the roadway. That's a big delay. Earlier, we had the wreck on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. They were in the painted out area, and that backup went all the way back through and beyond the ramps at Bel Air Road. We're still very slow, still trying to recover at both the Harbor Tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and dry today, mid to upper 80s right now, already sunshine 78 in Annapolis, 75 in Ellicott City. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Our Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance. A 57-year-old man just met his father for the first time. His name is Joshua, and he was raised in a German orphanage and always wondered why no one came for him. Turns out his dad had no idea he had a son in Germany. So with the help from Ancestry DNA, Josh tracked down his dad. He was a former U.S. serviceman stationed in Germany in the late 60s. Joshua initially called his dad, pretending to be an insurance agent. And here was how it went.
He actually opened the door by asking me, "Hey, I hear an accident. Where's your accent for?" I said, "From Germany." And he said, "Oh, I was German. I know Germany." I said, "Oh, really?
Was you ever in Germany?" I said, "Yes."
"Oh, when were you in Germany?" He said, 1969, 1970. And then I became more and more nervous.
"Were you ever in Kaiserslautern, Germany?" I said, "Yes."
And I stopped talking. I was like, "Oh, I just spoke with my father." The laboratory called me and said, "This is your dad by
99.9%.
Wow, that's just an incredible story of took that long to find his father. Brought to you by Town Appliance for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
And let's take a phone call here from Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. You keep mentioning public schools. They're not public schools. They're government schools.
Yeah, they are government schools. You're right.
If they were truly public schools, the public would have some input on how they're run. And they, you'll see these boards of education dismiss the public at every chance they get. They don't want them to talk in board meetings, school board meetings. The FBI was surveilling the school board meetings. I mean, the parent is just getting destroyed, and it's not public money either. It's taxpayer money that the government decides how to spend, and they don't spend it correctly. They spend it very inefficiently.
Yeah, I look at some of these parents testifying in front of these school boards, and the thing I find really ironic is when they start reading some of these passages from these books that are in these government-run school libraries, and again, they're shut down because it's not appropriate, and yet it's in the schools. They're in the classrooms. It's amazing. So these Anglo-Saxon white female liberals that run most of these school boards are the ones that are the problem, no doubt.
With the blue hair and the big glasses.
That's right. Good one, Glenn. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. A couple of some legal stuff to tidy up on here. Number one, we now find out that the folks that are suing to stop the constitutional amendment on redistricting are asking the judge, and I think that's next Tuesday. It's a week from today when the hearing is taking place, asking the judge for summary judgment. On this, so before it even gets, it'll never get to the voters. It'll just blow it out of the water, and it'll never get on the ballot this time around. We'll see what happens with that. The U.S. Department of Justice is asking a federal judge to reject Maryland's attempt to dismiss a lawsuit challenging the state's Community Trust Act, arguing that the new law unlawfully interferes with federal immigration enforcement. They filed that on Friday. And the government's arguing that provisions of the law preempted by federal immigration statutes and violate constitutional protections shielding federal operations from state interference. A filing responds to the Maryland July 31st motion to dismiss the case. So there we have it. And the Community Trust Act, we told you the number of state prosecutors and sheriffs and so on and so forth felt that they announced they were going to sue. They did sue. And now, of course, they're asking the court to throw out the attempt to dismiss the lawsuit in and of itself. And finally, federal prosecutors are making an appeals court decision, or asking an appeals court, I should say, to reinstate the human smuggling case against Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 Maryland man, arguing that the Nashville federal judge was wrong to dismiss the charges over concerns that the prosecution was retaliatory. To me, I think they have a case here because this was the Tennessee State Police that pulled this guy over with involved with a human trafficker driving his car with people in the car. This had nothing to do with the feds retaliating. It had everything to do with the Tennessee. These were state charges. And something that hopefully we'll see the light of day. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget the folks at Glen Burnie Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions. Great, great news. They teamed up. So no matter where that you are in the area, north, south, east, west of the city, you've got a trusted shop close by. These are expensive repairs. You've never had a transmission job done. I have. They're very pricey, very expensive, and they get more and more expensive each and every day. Don't go to the dealership. These guys are the ones that have served our community for over 50 years. They know transmissions, every aspect of the transmission. They can save you money, whether new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured trannies. And you want to avoid the dealer prices. This is who you want to call. And you get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They offer free area towing, and they help you through a tough situation with their financing program as well. So call Glen Burnie at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore.
The Rob Carson Show.
You know why the media didn't cover the vaccine injuries? CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Now, what do you suppose that corporate network owners told their news directors when there was news coming out that the vaccines were dangerous? Avoid the story. Cover it up. That's what they did.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And that is so true, because yesterday or was it the day before? I can't remember. But Terry Moran of ABC News, he was the one that said that he had a special report all ready to go on the lab leak, that it wasn't from the wet market in Wuhan, that the Wuhan weasel Anthony Fauci had proposed. It was actually, he had a story that said it was came from the lab itself, and he was all set, ready to go on Nightline when all of a sudden ABC spiked or killed the story. And the reason why they did that was Dr. Fauci, the Wuhan weasel, had called him up and said, you better not air this. And, of course, I'm sure he got pressure from his buddies at Pfizer as well. So we were kept in the dark by Big Pharma and by big government, unfortunately. The two of them, a fatal combination. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes, last report of the day, and it belongs to Lugnuts Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Right lane still blocked on the inner loop. If you're coming over from Greenspring, you're almost to the top of the hill right before you start down to the ramp at the JFX. Still blocking the right lane. And that lane actually is the lane that would take you to the JFX, but people are still using it. So you still have to get to the center and the left-hand side of the roadway. The backup has eased a little bit. It was back to Liberty Road and 795. Right now, it's about Reisterstown Road through Park Heights and Greenspring. And then when you get to Greenspring, just stay over as far left as you can. The northeast side is still slow. It's still Bel Air Road, at least to Providence Road. In that backup, there had been a wreck on the right shoulder. That may have cleared by now. The outer loop is just the normal heavy traffic south from Liberty Road and then down through Frederick Road. We're making a little better progress now going south into both the harbor tunnels. Now I would say we're about 10 to 15 minute delays now with the lanes open, both on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25, Weather Authority forecast, sunny and dry today, mid to upper 80s. Right now we're at 77 in Middle River. And sunny, 75 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick live coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine. I was just thinking about Hannah Scott got paid the equivalent of 51 baby funds.
You know what? You're right. And she is a, what is it, three-time baby mama? I guess she's overdrawn there.
Yeah.
Great point there. We got lots to talk about today. I don't know if you've gotten the phone calls or the text messages, but a lot of people in Middle River are complaining about this huge wall that is now up at the Wilson Point, Lake Martin State Airport, where Lockheed Martin was.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it yesterday. It is massive. Well, wow. Apparently they're building a huge warehouse there. It looks like a prison, Sean. It is ugly.
Is it an ICE detention facility?
No, it says warehouse, and we have Councilman David Marks joining us at 10 a.m. to explain all of this, because apparently there was a loophole that allowed this developer to put this massive warehouse right there in that spot. Lots of people upset. So we're going to talk to him at 10 o'clock. Also, the Maryland tags and the crackdown on out-of-state tags. That's going to begin. We'll talk about the details on that one. And the Boost program, you know, I remember when Governor Westmore, as soon as he took office, he started to make cuts because God forbid that any other kid receives a private school education like his children.
Well, like he did.
Yes. And,
he was on the wrong path and got arrested and everything. And they put him at the Valley Forge Academy. And, of course, he sent his children to private school. It's, again, good for me, not for thee.
Yeah. And so did his wife. I didn't realize it. I looked it up. She attended St. Francis.
Wow, okay.
So they love private school.
Yeah.
But he did make cuts to the Boost program, and now there's a family, a mother and son, speaking out to Project Baltimore's Chris Papps. We'll get into those details, because now they've been rejected or denied. They qualified for this Boost program, but the funds just aren't there for them. So
now you have increasing applications and declining monies available, and that's what's going to happen.
Black families behind, Sean.
Yep. Oh, he'd never do that.
All that more coming up next.
All right, stay tuned. Kim is always informative, entertaining, right at 9 o'clock here on WCBM. I don't know if you've heard of this story, but there's an FBI bombshell that is now being revealed. New files. Eric Swalwell admitted sleeping with Chinese intelligence agent Fang Fang. She placed interns in his office and allegedly funneled illegal campaign cash while the FBI tried to recruit her as an informant. And Jack Smith helped oversee an investigation that ended without any charges at all. You think Donald Trump would have gotten that kind of consideration? The newly declassified investigation files show the FBI initially tried to recruit the infamous Fang Fang, but were not able to do that. But they did have evidence that this woman, who had direct ties to the country's intelligence services, again, probably a honeypot operation, I would think. Sounds like a honeypot. Had potentially compromised a Democratic congressman from California with sex, foreign interns, and illicit donations. So why no charges? I think that maybe Ty Blanche ought to reopen that investigation, because the statute has not run yet on that. And it's amazing that there's a poll. Maybe we'll talk about this more on tomorrow's show, because we don't have time today. We're running out of time. But fake polls are now infecting the nation. And they were in Wisconsin. They're in Minnesota. They were in Los Angeles. And I think we just saw one here in Maryland with the alleged 27-point lead that Westmore was given by a Democrat-linked lobbying firm and polling group. So we'll get into that maybe tomorrow as we have more time. At the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, I should mention that Michael and his firm have been doing this for over 40 years. And what have they been doing? Well, they've been representing those that have been seriously accident. Again, you do need serious legal representation in these serious vehicle accidents, because, number one, you got to deal with insurance companies. Sometimes you have to deal with doctors, medical issues, costs, you name it. Sometimes your car or vehicle gets totaled, and then that's called diminution of value. A lot of law firms don't touch that. There's no money in that. There's no billable hours, as they say. But Michael and his firm, again, it's a boutique-sized firm. You know exactly which lawyer you're going to get. It's going to be Michael, Stephen, or Rachel Alpert Friedman. You're not going to, take a number in, behind the deli counter and just wait for the lawyer du jour. And that's why they've been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year over the last decade or so. So keep them in mind. Hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.